Play-by-play of today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, as we get ready for another exciting season of Bronco football here tonight on 1230 KHAS as Hastings opens up the season here tonight against the Bobcats out of Peru State. Hastings College finishing strong in 2008. They ended up going 7-4, 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings winning their final three games of the season over Dana, Concordia, and Midland. Peru State also got into terror at the end of the season last year. They finished up at 4-6. They won their last two ball games. They beat Grandview College by the score of 17-16, and they blasted Haskell Indian Nations University by the score of 55-7 in those two ball games. This is a Peru State team that rushed for 520 yards in those two ball games, scored 9 touchdowns. I'll tell you what, most of those guys are back on the offensive side of the football as Hastings College will see Peru State for the second time in 2 years. Hastings opened up the 2008 season a year ago with a 26-0 win down in the Peru, and now we get the 2009 season started here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. We're still several minutes away from the kickoff here tonight as Hastings gets set to take on the Peru State Bobcats. You couldn't ask for a better opening as far as weather-wise is concerned here tonight. Not a cloud in the sky. Temperature is sitting at 78 degrees. Winds out of the north at 9 miles per hour. And this being one of the first ball games played not only in the state of Nebraska but in the nation here tonight, we're going to have a good crowd on hand here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Peru State, Hastings College getting ready to kick off the 2009 season here this evening. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you again, home and away for the season here for Hastings College. We welcome in Jimmy Purcell again alongside your number 11. Welcome back, my man.
Talking here in the booth a little bit ago, kind of reminiscing on last year's activities, a lot of stuff in the offseason. It just seems like it was just a few weeks ago that we were packing up the headphones. You were starting out on the basketball journey, and here we are back at Lloyd Wilson Field. Boy, what beautiful weather. And what a great day, and this is going to be a great setting for a good football game starting tonight.
A lot of optimism around the Hastings College camp for 2009. I think number one, brand new quarterback we'll talk about, and Troy Hubert, a guy who's really sitting on the sidelines for the past 2 years just waiting for his chance, and now he's got it here this year with Dayton Edwards graduating a season ago, and now Troy Hubert, the product out of Aurora, Nebraska, gets his chance to guide this football team here in the 2009 season.
Well, and Mike, we've known him for a long time. We got to the joy of being able to watch him in high school football with the Hastings schools. We covered him playing for Aurora, doing a fine job up there. His dad, the football coach at Aurora High, winning the state championship last year, and so Troy's been around football for a lot, and what a good talent he is. You look at the roster of him coming in this year, he's put some weight on. He's a little better mobile back there than Dayton Edwards was. They say his arm has really come along in the off season, so it's going to be really interesting to see how Troy does coming up underneath there. We've seen him last year in a couple of games and really did a pretty good job coming in for Dayton, spelling him on a couple of situations when he was injured, but I really think he's poised and ready to have a good year. And they said in the scrimmage that they had last week, Troy looked very good, very comfortable back there, and made a lot of nice throws.
Yeah, Troy was 13 out of 19 as we had a scrimmage a week ago here on the field, and threw like for 175 yards in that contact scrimmage. scrimmage as Hastings ran their number one offense against basically the scout team defense, and vice versa. We ran a scout team offense against our number one defense. Hastings scored, by the way, on the first three possessions in the scrimmage, so hopefully some of that carries over here. I think this is going to be an explosive offensive team. It's going to be a team that we go back to the option game a little bit, maybe back to the days of Casey Trambley and Josh Miller. We're not going to throw the ball around as much. We were 50-50 as far as the pass-run ratio a year ago with Dayton Edwards. It's going to be more like 60-40 this year, so we're going to hang our hat a little bit more on the running game with Hubert in there at quarterback.
Well, and you like Hubert's feet, very gifted with his footwork out there on the football field, and then you look at Nick Grummer coming back, Nick getting most of the load last year, Nick putting on some weight this year. They've got him listed, I believe, at 179 pounds, so he's done a great job in the weight room in the offseason. You watched him in a pregame, really looked a lot bigger, and then you add the explosiveness of the game-breaker, Maurice Mansfield, putting him in the backfield. I tell you what, that's a dynamic duo that's going to be tough for the GPAC schools to stop. And then you look at the wide receivers, they all having a good scrimmage last week. You look at Justin Anderson, Blake Horstrom, the tight end. You got Ryan Sack in there. Coach Merka really talking a lot about Ryan Sack having a good preseason. So a lot of weapons out there for Hastings College this year. And the biggest thing is going to be, Mike, as we talk about every year, the offensive line. Starting tonight, a true freshman getting a start in there at center. A little bit banged up on the offensive line. We kind of go through that every year. But if the line can just kind of hold in there and give us a few holes, I think the explosiveness of our backs is really going to pay off in this season.
You talked about the injuries there. We'll get to that right now. Matt Peter, our starting center from a year ago, is out for tonight. And you mentioned it, Josh Reba, the freshman out of Columbus, SCOTUS, will get the start here tonight. So Merck's got his first game of the 2009 season, and he'll start off with a freshman, a true freshman center, to get his offense cranked up here tonight. That's why he's lost a lot of sleep.
Well, and I tell you what, if that don't get the butterflies going for a true freshman starting in a college game last year suiting up for Columbus SCOTUS, as we had said, you look at the guys on either side of him, Tom Van Hott last year getting some action. He's a sophomore out of Omaha Gross. You look on the left side, left guard, Evan Richter, he played considerably last year. And then the big left tackle, Spencer Jashani, 6'3", 370. I believe Spencer laid off the tacos over the offseason.
I think he's lost a few pounds.
Yeah, I think he's lost a few, but still a big product out there, number 79. Watch him on the field. And then right tackle, another big bruiser, 6'1", 300 pounds, Jeremy Opperly. So some big guys up there, and I was looking through the roster. We talked about it. I think this might be the biggest offensive line Merck has had in several years.
You talked about the Maurice Mansfield. I'll tell you what, he looked dynamite in the scrimmage on Saturday. Ran for three touchdowns, ran for over 100 yards. Spent most of his time at IBAC, so he's not listed anywhere in the starting lineup, but I'll guarantee you he'll be on the field in the first series of plays. He was absolutely amazing in the scrimmage, and he'll be exciting to watch all season long.
Well, he's excited. He was very exciting last year, and if you're an opposing coach and you don't see him listed anywhere, you have to be aware of where number nine is on the field at all times. We remember last year in the Peru State game down at the beautiful Oak Bowl in Peru when the opening kickoff, Mansfield took the distance for the opening kickoff of the season. So you're going to see him in many positions, and he is very, very dangerous out on that football field.
We've been talking about the offense. The defensive unit for Hastings College has got a ton of starters coming back as well. We'll get that in just a second as we enjoy the national anthem, getting ready for our opening football game of the 2009 season. And again, a glorious night here tonight. You couldn't ask for anything better. Head down to the field, get the playing of the national anthem, and then we'll have the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex tonight for the opening of the 2009 football season on 1230 KHIS, getting set for the national anthem here tonight in Hastings. playing at the National Anthem. Again, we're at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. Hastings and Peru State just minutes away from kicking off the 2009 season. We've talked a lot about the offense, but I'll tell you what, this defense for us here this year, Jimmy, going to be lightning fast. We've got a good bunch of linebackers led by Mackenzie Hemji. This is the eighth year in a row that Coach Merck has had a Hemji on the football team. Of course, his brother Mark played here for 4 years, and now Mac's been here for four. Next year, that's not going to be the case unless something arises here, but the Hemjis have been a real force on the defensive side.
I think that's called absolutely impossible.
Yeah.
So Coach Merck better enjoy this, but the Hemji family really having a great tradition here. Big brother Mark doing a tremendous job years ago, and then McKenzie having some outstanding seasons and really looking for a big one this year. And that's the big thing, Mike. You look at the linebackers for Hastings College. McKenzie, the only senior in here. Your buddy Indiana Jones, he gets a start this year. He's just a sophomore. You got Tyson Bursch, a sophomore. Riley Nicola, the Hastings St. Cecilia product, he's a sophomore. You go down the line, this is a young defense, and you look at the guys backing them up. They're juniors and sophomores. Well, I tell you what, if you're a defensive coordinator, Tony Harper, you got to be licking your chops.
I'm excited. The season just minutes away, and the starting lineups are brought to you by Witt Plumbing at 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing in Hastings. Offensively for Hastings College, Troy Hubert, the quarterback, 6 foot, 170-pounder, a junior out of Aurora, Nebraska. The fullback tonight will be Zach Beatty, a 6 foot, 195-pound sophomore out of Colorado Springs. Nick Grummer gets the start at tailback tonight, 5'9", 165, a junior out of Beatrice. The tight end will be Blake Horstman. Horstman, 6 foot, 180, a junior from Bailey, Colorado. The flanker will be Ryan Sack, 5'10", 175, a senior from Golden, Colorado. The split end will be Justin Anderson, 5'9", 169, a junior out of Denver, Colorado. On the offensive line tonight, the center will be Josh Reba, 6'3", 250-pound freshman out of Columbus, SCOTUS, in for the injured Matt Peter. At left guard will be Evan Richter, 6'1", 230, a junior out of Hayes Center. Tom Van Hott will be the right guard, 6'4", 255, a sophomore out of Omaha Gross. The right tackle will be Jeremy Opperly, 6'1", 300-pound junior out of Westminster, Colorado. And the left tackle will be Spencer Jashani, 6'2", 370-pound senior out of Norwalk, Iowa. Hastings College on defense, going back to that 3-5 defense. The three down linemen will be John Malise. Malise, 6'3", 240, a freshman from Fremont, Bergen. He's in for the injured Jake Mueller tonight. The other down lineman will be Pete Botkin. He's at a sensational preseason camp, 6'2", 285, a junior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg will be the other down lineman, 6'2", 230, a sophomore out of Hoskins, Nebraska. The five linebackers, Tyson Bursch, 5'10", 205, a sophomore out of Ulysses. Mackenzie Hemji, 6'2", 10, a senior from Adams Central. Riley Nicola, 5'11", 190, a sophomore from Hastings St. Cecilia. Indiana Jones, 6'1", 230-pound sophomore from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then Brian Callen, 6'2", 15, a junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. In the defensive secondary, everybody back from a year ago, Jeff Klug, 5'9", 180, a senior out of McCook. Mike Cardenas, 6 foot, 195, a senior from Denver. And Aaron Shohan, 5'10", 180, a senior out of Columbus Lakeview. We'll take a break, come back and check the starting lines for Peru State right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Your starting lineups for the Bobcats of Peru State. Again, they finished the season a year ago, 4 wins and 6 losses. Lost to Hastings College in the 2008 season opener at the Oak Bowl by the score of 26-0. Their starting quarterback will be Curtis Thompson, 6'2", 205, a junior out of Battle Creek. John Nugent will be the tailback, 5'11", 225, a junior out of Deschler. Justin Powell, a good bruising fullback here tonight. Powell, 5'10", 250, a junior from Winslow, Arizona. The tight end will be Gage Latchka. Latchka, 6'4", 230, a freshman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. The flanker will be Mike Brown, 5'11", 176, a senior out of Lincoln. Cody Wallinger will be the split end, 6'1", 200-pound senior out of Odell, Nebraska. And across the offensive line, Matt Reedy gets a start. Reedy is a freshman out of Grand Island Senior High, 6'1", 235. The left guard will be Matt Carroll, 6'2", 290, a sophomore out of Crete. The right guard will be Jeremy Crump, 6'2", 290, a freshman from Omaha Northwest. The right tackle will be Dustin Comstock, 6'2", 330, a freshman from Shenandoah, Iowa. And the left tackle will be Tony Jensen, 6'2", 260, a senior out of Auburn, Nebraska. Peru State on defense will go with J.J. Ozunia as one of the down linemen, 6'2", 40, a junior out of Minotaur, Nebraska. Nathan Redwing, 6'2", 280, a junior out of Valley. And Quentin Coatney, a 6'2", 260-pound senior out of Peru, Nebraska. The linebackers will be Preston Bruce, 6'2", 205, a sophomore from Palmyra. Ryan Newell, 6'2", 30, a senior from Lincoln Southwest. Derek Durr, 6'2", 20, a senior from Maitland, Missouri. And the other backer will be Derek Phillips, a 6'3", 230-pound senior out of Valley, Nebraska. In the defensive secondary, Fred Witted Jr., 5'11", 180, a junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Jake Mertens, a St. Cecilia product, playing for the opposing team here tonight, 6'2", 220, a sophomore. Max Beerus is out of Lincoln Southeast. He is 6'2", 200-pound sophomore. And then Taylor Spears, no relation to Brittany, 5'11", 185, a senior from Chandler, Arizona. Starting lineups are brought to you by Witt Plumbing. They're at 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 463-64 or 4664. That's Witt Plumbing. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. And again, temperature sitting at 78 degrees. I don't know, but we're ready for some football, are we?
You've been waiting since party line to use that, I'm quite sure.
As I was doing my show prep, that's the first thing that popped up. I don't know why.
Oh.
Peru State going to be dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, at least their blue football pants with their white tops. Hastings College, they're coming out of the dressing room right now. They've got the tunnel set up down here at this end. The south end of the Osborne Sports Complex will be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight with their crimson tops. And we are set for the 2009 college football season. Like we mentioned a few minutes ago, Jimmy, I think this is the first game. I know it's the first game in the state of Nebraska. This might be the first game in the nation. I know none of the Division I teams are playing here this week, but this might be the first game in the nation here tonight, and we'll play it right here in Hastings.
Well, I think so, Mike. As we were talking in the pregame show, we know the high schools, there's just a few of them that get going tomorrow night. We will have one right back here at Lloyd Wilson Field with the Hastings High Tigers, but just a few high school games slated for tomorrow night. But I believe this is probably the first actual live football game in the country this evening, and we have it.
Paul Merkowitz in his ninth year comes out now for Hastings College. He's got some changes on his coaching staff. Tony Harper is still the defensive coordinator. Clint Head has got the offensive line. Aaron Schwarzendruber is back from a year ago. Jake Willick, Rick is back as well for Hastings College. But Pat McCauley, a guy who was on the staff a couple of years ago, he is back. He'll coach the wide receivers here this year. Bo Binkowski, one of the great running backs for Hastings College, is on the coaching staff this year. And then some guys from a year ago, serving as graduate assistants, and Evan Kleneski, Matt Hildebrand, and also Eddie Krychek on the coaching staff here as Hastings College comes out of the football field. And again, a great crowd on hand. Tell you what, I was kind of skeptical of these Thursday night games when this was on the schedule a long time ago. I kind of like it. We got a good crowd on hand to watch the Broncos. A lot of the times, the Hastings games up against the Nebraska games, and you have marginal crowds here, but this is probably the best crowd we have seen in a Hastings College football game for quite some time.
Well, I think the excitement, Mike, just a lot of chatter around town this afternoon. When I was making my way on my route, a lot of people talking about the game, wanting to get out, get to a football game. I mean, this is what people in the state of Nebraska wait for, and fortunately enough, we've got a game right here at home tonight. We got high school starting. Nebraska starts in another week, and then we've got NFL in a couple of weeks, so things are getting into the fall time, and just a real exciting time here in the state of Nebraska.
We've got a new kicker as well for Hastings College here this year. And he's got a great leg. Ernesto Lacayo. We'll have to practice that one, and hopefully we get a lot of practice with that. But he has got a rocket for a leg.
I tell you what, Gavin Rodriguez last year doing the kicking duties and not back at college, but boy, Lacayo, watching him in pregame, this is scary. You said last week in the scrimmage he's got plenty of leg anywhere on the field as far as a field goal goes, and I tell you what, I can believe it. He's got a rocket launcher.
I'll tell you what, he will kick a 45-plus yard field goal sometime during the year. Anytime we get across the 50-yard line, Merck has got the field goal team on alert, I think. So anyway, we're ready to go. Hastings and Peru State here tonight. You're listening to Bronco football and your home and away voice of Hastings College this year. 1230 KHIS, Hastings. As Hastings College and Peru State will play the opening ball game of the 2009 season here tonight. Again, the flags are at half staff because of the Teddy Kennedy deal that we had yesterday, his death. So the flags are at half staff sitting in the north end zone here tonight. Hastings College going to return the opening kickoff, so we'll see the offense get cranked up initially. That's going to be Riley Nicola back for Hastings College to receive the kick. So the St. Cecilia product will get his first chance out here for tonight as he will return the opening kickoff as he stands at his own 10-yard line. Hastings will move from our right to our left. It'll be south to north here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. So Peru State will kick off here tonight. This is Zach Kohlhoff kicking off. He's a senior out of Corning, Iowa. Peru State 4-6 a year ago. Hastings College was 7-4. The Broncos beat this team 26-0 to open up the 2008 season. So we're set to go. Here comes a run up and the boot. It's an end over end kick. It's going to come down to Nicola at about the 11-yard line. Center of the field, 15-20. Nicola 25, 26, 27, 28, maybe to the 29-yard line before he's finally brought down there. And the tackle is made in there for Peru State. That is a Jake Mertens. So a couple of St. Cecilia products. Riley Nicola returns the opening kickoff, and how ironic that is that on the very first play, he runs into his old buddy Jake Mertens on the other side.
Well, you don't think Jake was probably licking his chops to get down there and lay a little tap on Riley. The wedge was set up pretty decent by the Broncos, but Mertens doing a great job as now we see Hubert from the gun to start the first offensive play.
From the 28-yard line, Hubert throws the ball to the near side. It's going to be caught out here at the 38-yard line. So the very first play, Hastings has been talking all preseason about how they're going to run the football 60% of the time, and I had a funny feeling you would see the ball in the air on the first play as Troy Hubert goes to the near sideline. The ball is grabbed by Justin Anderson, the junior out of Denver, Colorado. Pickup of 8 yards in a play at second down and two. Hastings with the ball out here at the 38-yard line.
Mike, we talked real quickly at the pregame show about Ryan Sack also having a good preseason. We see Mansfield split out to the far side for the Broncos.
Here's Hubert going to run the option play to the weak side as he crashes across the 40-yard line, takes it at the 42 and brings it at the 43. That's the first down for Hastings College. Ryan Newell, a good-looking linebacker in there, making the stop for Peru State, a 6-foot, 230-pounder out of Lincoln Southwest High School. So Hastings, two plays, has got their first down of the 2009 season.
Yeah, and a nice job there by the offensive line right in there behind Spencer Giussani, number 79. Hubert just followed him along, picked up 4 yards, and the first down, the ball moved out to the 42-yard line.
Two wide receivers split out to the right side, one to the left. Hubert wants to throw the ball again. His pass is going to be deflected at the line of scrimmage, and it falls errant down here. So an incomplete pass. Somebody got in there for Peru State. Knocking the ball away, that was Derek Phillips. Phillips, a 6'3", 230-pounder from Valley, Nebraska, gets his meat hooks up there, deflects the first pass there from Troy Hubert that falls incomplete, and it's now second down and 10.
Well, and I tell you, as you watch Troy back in the pocket, a pretty good time of protection there. Just a good defensive play to get up there and bat that down, but Broncos had two receivers running deep downfield, so Merck really trying to open it up early.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Now the option play. Hubert has got it. He gets it to the 45-yard line, and he is buried right there. Derek Phillips again into the stop. And that's the thing I think that concerns me the most. We're going back to the option game. We're going to run the quarterback a little bit. Hubert, not a real big kid at 170 pounds and a junior. He's going to be beat around a little bit here throughout the season.
Well, and I tell you what, Mike, you mentioned at the pregame show, we talk about former quarterbacks. We remember back to Josh Miller, Jason LaValle, Casey Trambley. Those quarterbacks doing a great job running that option, but boy, they take a beating each and every week.
Third down, 7 yards to go. Hubert wants to throw the ball, stands in a pocket, throws it far side. It's going to be incomplete. Again, trying to get the ball out there to Justin Anderson. So Hastings gets one first down, and then we kind of stall here. The deflected pass, the option play by Hubert, and now an incomplete pass by Troy. And Hastings will have to punt for the first time. It is now fourth down and about 7 yards to go. And here's the rocket coming out here now for Hastings, Ernesto Lacayo. He will stand at his own 32-yard line to punt for the first time as a Hastings College Bronco, waiting for the snap. Lacayo, arms outstretched here. Snap is low, picks it off of the turf. It's a high kick. A signal for a fair catch is called for. The ball bounces at the 2-yard line, takes a Peru State bounce here out across the 10-yard line out to about the 15 before it's finally down. It's a 42-yard kick, but I'll tell you what, he put that baby right down at about the 2-yard line, but unfortunately it took a Peru State bounce and came back out to about the 15.
I know, and a great job, a low snap there, but Lacayo doing a great job scooping that up. Ball hits about at the inside the 5-yard line, and then looked like your golf shots. We talk about that a lot. very nice improvement this year. Got to see you a few times on the course.
That's why the clubs are already in the closet. Peru State's got a first down here, first down and 10 from their own 14-yard line, working north to south here in the opening quarter of play. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to a Nugent. Slips out right across the 15, out to about the 19-yard line before he's brought down right there. Nugent, a good-looking running back there for Peru State. Of course, a local boy comes from Deschler. Ran the ball 120 times last year for 766 yards. Scored 12 touchdowns. Tackle is made by Mike Cardenas coming up from the safety spot for Hastings.
Boy, Mike, you can already see the defensive speed. I mean, he was able to break a couple of tackles out there, but, boy, the speed is just tremendous out there with this Broncos secondary.
Second down, 5 yards to go. Nugent brings the ball out to the 19-yard line. Here's a pitch again to Nugent, trying to get outside across the 20. He's across the 25, still on his feet, plowing across the 30-yard line. Out to the 31, that's the first down. So Nugent again carrying the ball. Mike Cardenas for the second straight time comes up to make the stop for Hastings, but that was a pitch play to the far side. And Burke talked about it in the pregame show. He didn't think Peru State was going to want to run the ball outside the hash marks. That time of the second play, they pitched the ball out to Nugent, and Nugent finds some territories. It brings the ball across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. First down. So Peru State already up to the line of scrimmage here. Their quarterback, the junior from Battle Creek, and Curtis Thompson. Wide receivers left and right. Hand off again. Nugent. This time he's going to be hit, and down he goes. A loss of a yard or two on the play there. Making the stop for Hastings College was number 51, John Malise, and also Indiana Jones coming up to make the stop. The linebacker for Hastings, a loss of a yard in the play. It's now second down and 11 yards to go.
Good penetration there by the left side of the Bronco line, getting in there as Nugent gets the third consecutive handoff. He had picked up 15 yards prior to that play, but the defense buckling down, doing a great job. The penetration was there, and Malise getting in there defensively, the freshman, 6'3", 240 for Paul Merkowitz.
Second down at 11 yards to go. The ball pushed back to the 30-yard line. Here's a handoff again to Nugent, trying to get outside across the 30. Penalty flags are down as Nugent has run out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. McKenzie Hemji, Big Mac over there to make the stop for Hastings. The first penalty of the ball game. It's going to be a holding call against Peru State. So they're working their main man, John Nugent. This is a team that had a lot of success running the football a season ago. They averaged 187.7 yards per ball game on the ground. That was 17th in the nation, 17th in the NAIA a season ago.
Well,
a holding call against Peru State.
Yeah, and in the some of the pregame chatter that we'd heard Coach Merkowitz about, he was concerned about the size of this offensive line for Peru State. He just was really worried with the size. You look at him across the front, 260, 290, 235, 290, and 330 with Comstock over on the right side. And but that one there, someone guilty of a hold there. It's going to push him back and bring up a second down and about 16 yards to go.
Matt Reedy, the center for Peru State, is the freshman out of Grand Island, getting his first start here. We're just underway. We're in the first quarter, the opening ball game of the 2009 season. No score between Hastings and Peru State. Second down and 17 yards to go. Thompson wants to throw the ball, flush out of the pocket, comes near side, stops, unloads down the near sideline. It's going to be caught. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did, out here at the 45-yard line, first down. Nice grab there by Peru State's Gage Latchka. Latchka, the freshman out of Cincinnati, Ohio, as he makes the grab here at the 45-yard line, a first down for Peru State, and they move the sticks here in the first quarter.
Got a couple of Bronco defenders down there. Jeff Klug, one of them, number 22 on the left side. I believe they're just broken up with the coverage as McKenzie Hemji was putting great pressure on the quarterback of Thompson, but he delivers a good pass, a 20-yard gain, and a first down for Peru State.
They've got the ball at their own 45-yard line, working north to south. Here's a pitch back again, and this time he's going to be spilled. Peru State trying to take the ball outside there. New man in there, that is Nate Jeter, who got through there. Mike Cardenas into the stop again for Hastings College defensively. So Jeter comes up and runs the football there for Peru State. He rushed the ball 98 times for 407 yards a year ago. It's really Nugent and Jeter who do most of the running here for Peru State. I think we see a penalty flag down as well. And it's going to be in the Peru State offensive backfield. So another call here on the Bobcats. Hastings College will take this as the Bobcats have moved the ball out to the 45-yard line after that 20-yard completion. This is going to be another major penalty as they bring the ball all the way back to the 30. I think it was another holding call against Peru State. So just under 11 minutes to go. An illegal block is the call. An illegal block on Peru State, which brings the ball back to the 30-yard line. So now it's first down and long, first and 25 for the Cats. As Peru State will come up to the line of scrimmage, they'll spread the field this time. Two wide receivers will come to the right side, one wide out to the left, one lone setback behind Thompson. Drops back to throw, dumps it off middle screen. They got the ball at the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Still on his feet, brings the ball into Bronco territory all the way to the 45-yard line. He needed 25 yards, and I think he got 25 yards. John Nugent on the little center screen pass that he set up right in the center of the field. Mike Cardenas chases him down. Nice play there by Peru State. They pick up the 25 yards, and it's first down in Bronco territory at the 45.
Yeah, nothing fancy with that. Just got it off to Nugent and then let his legs do the work. Some sloppy tackling out on that right side for the Bronco defense, but Nugent able to scamper downfield, 25-yard gain. That's 45 yards now of passing for the quarterback, Curtis Thompson.
10.5 to play, first quarter, North School between Peru State and Hastings College. Here's Jeter with the ball, slips one tackler, slips it outside, 40, 35, 30, run out of bounds to the Bronco 29-yard line. Mike Cardenas again in the stop for Hastings College. Cardenas, you don't want your safeties making that many stops, but I'll tell you what, he's made about the last four or five plays here for the Bronco defense, and Peru State just chewing up the yardage here against the Hastings College D.
Well, they are, Mike, and again, you talk about another slip tackle. Very poor tackling out there by the Bronco defense as we've got a timeout. I believe Hastings College is going to call the first one of the evening.
Yeah, Tony Harper wants to talk with his defensive unit, not happy with what's going on out there right now defensively. We got a timeout, 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings nothing and Peru State nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Peru State is on the move here in the first quarter. They've got the football at the Hastings College 30. This is their first offensive possession of the ball game. They started deep in their own territory. Here's Curtis Thompson handing the ball away again. This time it's going nowhere. Stacked up in the backfield, that's going to be Nate Jeter. Jeter getting the call there for Peru State. And the tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones. We expect a big year out of him. Of course, got his feet wet last year in this Tony Harper defense, a sophomore out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. You got to love a guy with Indiana Jones. That was a drive that started at the Peru State 14-yard line, by the way. Now they got the football down here at the Hastings College 31.
Yeah, 74 yards of offense already on this drive for Peru State, and you take a couple of them penalties away. They've been able to move the ball right down the field, but a good job there by Indiana Jones, a one-yard loss, second down and 11.
Clock is running, 9.5 to play. Here's Thompson again, throws it near side. It's going to be caught again, slips the tackler at the 27-yard line, across the 25, down to about the 22-yard line. So another completed pass there. The reception is made by Cody Wallinger, number 37, the senior out of Odell. And again, the Mike Cardenas into the stop for Hastings College. He's already got five tackles here all in this drive.
Well, we talked about the veterans there in the secondary, but as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, you don't want your secondary being the leading tackler thus far in the game. But Curtis Thompson doing a great job so far, 3 of 3 passing, 55 yards as a third down or two now for the Bobcats.
They got the football at the Hastings College 22-yard line. Thompson turns, hands the ball away. That's going to be a Nugent. Nugent goes across the 20-yard line, fumbles the football. The Broncos say they have it. They do. That's Riley Nicola. Riley Nicola recovers the football at the 19-yard line. McKenzie Hemsey makes the tackle there to draw the ball away. And Riley Nicola, Johnny on the spot. They've got the football at the 19-yard line.
Boy, and a big-time hit. We look at Nugent. I don't know if he understands what planet he's on. We watch him walk off. They better get a trainer over to him right away. He is feeling his oats right now. But a big, big hit by McKenzie Hengy. Also, Josh Opperly over there, number 55 defensively for the Broncos. So a big turnover, first one of the game, as the Broncos will take over on their own 20-yard line. And we have a whistle now. I think they're waiting for Nugent to stagger off of the field. He got unloaded on.
And that's not good for Peru State because he's really the workhorse. He's going to go over and receive some attention.
So Hastings smelling College, salts would be good.
Yeah. Hastings College back out there for the second time here tonight. They have the punt in their first possession of the season. Hubert again in there at quarterback, hands the ball away. And that's going to be Mansfield into the ball game. Nope. It's going to be into the ball game for Hastings College is going to be Nick Grummert. Grummert carries the ball there as he brings it across the 20-yard line to about the 21. So Grummet, the junior out of Beatrice, crossed me up a little bit. Grummet wearing number 2 here for the 2009 season.
Well, I noticed, we've got several number changes. It's kind of tough from last year. Steinhauser wearing number 1 this year.
Second down and 9 yards to go. There's a pass that's going to be caught out there by Mansfield at the 28-yard line. So a pickup of about 7 yards on the play. Hastings still going to be a yard or so shy of a first down. Taylor Spears into the stop there for Peru State, the senior out of Chandler, Arizona. A completed pass for Hubert. He is now throwing the ball already, 4 times here in the first quarter?
Yeah, 2 of 4 for 16 yards. The other completion going to Justin Anderson. We talk about number changes. Riley Nicola last year wearing a number 42, this year wearing number 3. So they just got to do it to the radio guys to get us off on a rough start.
Third down and a yard to go. Hastings with the ball here at their own 28-yard line, working south and north. Here's the option play. Hubert still got the ball. He's hitting down. He goes back here at the 25-yard line. Hastings lost the punt for the second time. And on the stop there is Derek Phillips for Peru State. Defensive end here on this side. So Hastings not having a whole lot of success with the option here with Troy Hubert. And now Hastings will have to punt as Ernesto Lacayo comes back out for the Broncos. He will stand at his own 12-yard line.
Not very good there by the offensive line of Hastings College, allowing a lot of penetration through there. That option never had a chance to develop.
So Lacayo waits again. His second punt of the night. His first one was for 42 yards. This one is going to be blocked. Ball is down here, and it's going to go out of bounds to the 5-yard line, and Peru State gets the first big break of the ball game. Max Veras blocks the punt from Ernesto Lacayo, and Peru State is knocking on touchdown door, first down and goal at the Hastings College 5-yard line.
Well, and again, Mike, a better snap there to Lacayo, but nowhere to go. The penetration was just immense by the Peru State defensive front. They were able to get in there very deep, a couple of guys all the way back to Lacayo, and I believe that was, number 11 for Peru State, Newell.
No,
in there.
It's Max Veras.
Max Veras getting the block for Peru State. So Peru State set up now, point-blank range. They'll be inside the 10-yard line, actually down to the Hastings College. 5, first and goal here with 6:56 left to go here in the first quarter.
Turnovers was a big, big factor in the ball game last year down in Peru. Hastings winning that ball game 26-0, but now the Bobcats have got the ball at the Hastings College 5-yard line. Quick pitch, Jeter looking to get outside. Jeter's at the 4 to the 3, and he's run out of bounds on the far sideline. So Nate Jeter, the senior out of Tokyo, Missouri, trying to get outside against the Broncos' speedy defense there. Takes it inside the 5-yard line. He's run out of bounds. They're going to spot the football at the 2. This will be a big, big scoring possession here for Peru State if they can get on the scoreboard away from home. That's Jeff Klug who got over there and knocked Jeter out of bounds. Peru State down with the ball at the Hastings College 2. They got 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Peru State trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time. Curtis Thompson, the quarterback. The ball is on the far side hash mark. Backs to the offset eye formation. Thompson just lobs it into the end zone. Penalty flags go down on the snap of the football. I think it was Peru State in motion here that'll cost them 5 yards. You don't want to commit those penalties down here at the 2-yard line.
No, and all Curtis Thompson was going to do on that play there was just set up, take a one-step drop, and throw that into the corner of the end zone. They were working against number 22, Jeff Klug, but that one there really didn't even develop as they were moving before the play got going. Luckin on the far sidelines, Mike, and Nugent up walking around now as they tended to him. I don't see his helmet on as of yet, but we'll keep a keep an eye on him on the far sideline.
All right, Wallinger is going to be your wide receiver to the left. You've got Mike Brown as the wide receiver to the right. Now Brown will come in motion back toward the quarterback. Here's Thompson. Wants to throw the football. He does. He gets it into the hands of Jeter, and he takes it into the end zone for the score. An 8-yard touchdown pass from Curtis Thompson to Nate Jeter, and the Peru State Bobcats are out on top of Hastings College here with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 6-0.
Boy, and again, Jeter just able to get loose in the flats. Nobody there defensively for Hastings College. He was untouched as Curtis Thompson was able to deliver a good pass, and Jeter able to just lumber into the end zone for the first score. 6:15 left to go now. PAT pending from Peru State.
All right, so the Bobcats on the scoreboard here. Here's the extra point. The ball is down. The kick is going to be blocked. Mike Cardenas blocks the extra point here for Hastings College. So Cardenas has been all over the place here in the first quarter. He's got 5 tackles, and now he's got an extra point that's been blocked here in the opening quarter of play. So 5:15 to go in period number 1 here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score of Peru State 6, Hastings College nothing.
If you're planning on painting your family room or your front porch, if it says Ace Royal Paint on the label, satisfaction is guaranteed. Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon, giving you the quality you deserve at a price you'll love. And another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Big G Ace in Hastings can help make your painting project perfect with Ace Royal Paint. Open 9 to 6 Labor Day.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation, reliable horsepower since 1955 on East J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Kickoff brought back by Maurice Mansfield as he brings it out here to about the 26-yard line, and tackle made on the special teams by Tyler Nooch. So, first quarter of play, Peru State kind of shocks the hometown fans here. The Bobcats out on top of Hastings by the score of 6-0. Hastings had the punt on their opening possession, and the Broncos then had a punt blocked on possession number two. Here's a Troy Hubert out there now for Hastings College. He'll stand in the gun, hands the ball away to Mansfield. He's hitting down. He goes, not a prayer that time. Getting through there for Peru State, making the stop was Quentin Cotney. Cotney, 260 pounds, a senior out of Peru, Nebraska. Mansfield running out of the tailback position, and obviously they caught their eye because Mansfield had nowhere to go.
Mike, watching the front line there for Hastings College work against this defensive front, really having a tough time right now. Lots of penetration. There was two white jerseys in there. Mansfield had nowhere to go on that pitch play. So a loss of 2 yards for the Broncos, second down and 12.
Ball pushed back here to the 24-yard line. Here's Mansfield again looking to get outside. Still looking to get outside. He's to the sideline, and he's run out of bounds. He's bouncing his way down the line of scrimmage there. Finally run out of bounds here at about the 26. So a pickup of about 2 yards. He picked up the two that he lost in the preceding play. And just like that, Hastings looking at third down and 10. The Bronco offense going nowhere here the past couple of drives.
Well, the first two plays were very successful, gaining some good positive yards. But look at the Broncos thus far in the first quarter, only 21 yards of total offense. Peru State really dominating on that big drive, 94 yards of total offense.
Justin Anderson split to the right side. Ryan Sack in the slot to the right side. Hubert wants to throw on third down and 10. Unloads. The ball is going to be tipped, and it's going to be, is it intercepted? It is intercepted, I do believe, as the officials come in. Now they're going to confer down here. They say the ball hit the ground. The ball hit the ground down here at the 35-yard line. Plus, a penalty flag is down as well. That was Jake Mertens who came up with the football for Peru State, but they say the ball touched the ground, and then the penalty flag is down right at the 35-yard line. Did Mertens get there too soon? Here's the call. It's going to be interference call against Peru State. So Jake Mertens, thank you very much, from Hastings St. Cecilia. He makes the interference call over there, and that will give Hastings the ball out here at the 35-yard line.
Boy, I'm very fortunate for the Bronco offense there. That pass, not a very good one from Hubert as he was looking downfield. Merton's getting there just a fraction too early, but that one there, a lot of white jerseys around that football. Kind of a scary play for the Broncos, but they'll pick up a first down at the 35-yard line.
5 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-0. Peru State has got the lead. Hastings College in the third offensive possession of the ball game. Here's a play-action pass. Hubert wants to throw. Hubert's going to run with the football now across the 35, 40, 45. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds here up toward midfield. Over there defensively for Peru State was Taylor Spears again, number 23, the quarterback on that left side. As Hubert couldn't find anybody downfield, and he goes to the right side and scrambles out of bounds as he takes it to the 50-yard line.
Well, as I was falling off my chair, I found somebody downfield. Justin Anderson, number 10, was lined up over on the near side and was able to shake his defender. He had 15 yards. If Troy would have just looked down the left side, Anderson was all alone. But Hubert picks up a good positive gain of 14 yards.
As he brings the ball out here just shy of the 50-yard line, Hastings now working with the ball. Here's a pitch play. It's going to come to a Mansfield, and Mansfield's hit, and down he goes. Another loss in a play. Max Buras, one of the guys to get up there for Peru State. So Mansfield, who looked so good in the scrimmage on Saturday, is having a tough time getting outside against this Peru State defense. pretty impressed with what the Bobcats have done defensively so far.
Well, they've done a good job against this offensive front. Again, watching the play there, Mansfield with tremendous speed and shiftiness, not able to get out of there. There's just too much penetration. There was five white jerseys all over Mansfield. He had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Peru State really winning the battle in the trenches so far. Here's a play-action pass as they fake the ball to Mansfield. Hubert unloads. That's Ryan Sack. He makes the catch down here at the 30 or 44-yard line. A pickup of about 6 yards in a play. Max Veras again in on the stop for Peru State. So Hubert has already thrown the ball, what, five times in this first half of play. He's right on the money that time as he brought it across the middle. Good positive yardage. It's now third down and about 4 yards to go. Hastings has moved the ball now in the Peru State territory down here at the Bobcat 44-yard line.
Mike able to move the football, but boy, one of the things right now, as you said, the battle at the line of scrimmage, and that's where a lot of games are won down in the trenches. The Broncos doing a better job there, but they really got to snap up their hats and get with it.
All right, it's third down now for Hastings. There's a pass. It's going to be batted down. They're trying to get the ball to a Maurice Mansfield, and the ball is batted down by Derek Phillips. That's going to be another thing we'll have to be concerned about. Hubert is not a real big guy back there when he stands in the pocket. He's at 6 foot. Of course, all those offensive and defensive linemen are much, much taller than 6 foot, so he's got to look and try to throw the ball over those guys, and that time it was just deflected down. They were trying to get it to Mansfield on a little flare-out pass to the near side, and the ball was batted down, so he seems to have to punt again. It is fourth down and 4 yards to go from the 44-yard line of Peru State. Ernesto Lacayo is in there to do the punting for Hastings. A wobbly kick. Peru State's going to take this one at the 10-yard line. He brings it across the 15 out to about the 17. That was a Wallinger bringing the ball back there for Peru State. But the Bobcats have the football back with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 6-0, Peru State has got the lead over Hastings College. Again, the Bobcats got on the scoreboard. They blocked Ernesto Lacayo punt. Max Veras was there to block the punt. Got the ball at the Hastings College 5-yard line. A couple of plays later, Curtis Thompson threw an 8-yard touchdown pass to Nate Jeter. The extra point was blocked, and that's the way the ball game stands right now with 3:14 to play here in the first quarter. 6-0, Peru State shocking Hastings College here in the season opener for 2009. So Curtis Thompson, the quarterback for the Bobcats, comes back out. They'll start this drive from the 19-yard line. Thompson backs up, fires it near his side. That's going to be underthrown. Trying to get it to Mike Brown. A ball was delivered right around the ankles, and Brown, the senior out of Lincoln, could not come up with it, so it's an incomplete pass. It's now third down, and or rather a second down and 10 yards to go with 3:11 to go here in the first quarter.
That there, the fifth pass for Curtis Thompson on the evening. That's his first incomplete. He had hit his four previous passes for 63 yards and that touchdown earlier here in the game.
All right, second down and 10. Ball is spotted in between the 18 and 19-yard line. Here's a handoff again. It's going to go to Nugent, who's back into the ball game. Nugent brings the ball across the 20, 21, 22-yard line before he is brought down there by the Bronco defense. The tackle is made in there. Hastings now with some second-teamers in there. They got a rotation for the defensive lineman. That's Mason Cooper that's in there now for Hastings College, number 56. So Mason Cooper makes the stop there for Hastings defensively. And that's going to bring up a third down and 6 situation, a pickup of 4 yards in the last play. So Nugent is back in there after being banged up earlier in the ball game. Third and 6. Here's Peru State with the ball. Thompson rolling to his right. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught by Wallinger, but I think he's out of bounds. Yes, he is. In coverage for Hastings is Jeff Klug, the senior out of McCook, Nebraska. So it is 3 plays and out, and Peru State will have to punt the football away on fourth down and 6 from their own 22-yard line.
Good defensive pressure there by number 55, Josh Opperly, coming from that left defensive end position, was able to get a lot of pressure in there on Curtis Thompson, and then good coverage downfield as they were able to force the receiver out of bounds. So the Broncos hold as we see number 1, Brenton Steinhauser, back deep for the Broncos.
He will stand at his own 38, comes up, he looks up, grabs the ball at the 42, he's hit immediately, and down he goes, and a penalty flag goes down. Down there in a hurry for Peru State was Fred Witted Jr., a guy who hails from St. Louis, Missouri. That was a 36-yard punt. It was fielded by Brinson Steinhauser as he was immediately dropped here on the play at about the 40-yard line, and now the officials will discuss the penalty. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. The Broncos trailing in the ball game 6-0 to Peru State. Bronco football coming your way on 1230 KHAS Hastings. And also available on the World Wide Web this year at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursuing your passion for 125 years, that's Hastings College. So a penalty here against Peru State.
Yes, and the one thing the Broncos are winning in is the penalty category. No penalties for the Broncos thus far in the football game as they'll march that well past midfield. They'll spot the ball down at the 44-yard line where they'll take over. 2:21 left to go here in the first quarter for Hastings College and trailing 6-0 to Peru State.
I think Coach Merck started the ball game upstairs. He's already on the sidelines here with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hubert with the ball. He takes the snap, and now he's going to run it across the 40. Hubert still on his feet, takes the ball down to the 36-yard line. So a nice gain there from the 44 down to the 36. And Hastings now looking at second down and just about 2 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Preston Bruce. Bruce, the outside linebacker, the sophomore out of Bennett, Nebraska, played at Palmyra. Second down and two for Hastings. They've got the ball in Peru State territory. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Final score of 6-0, 1:53 to play. Here in quarter number one, Hubert from the gun. Play action pass. Going to throw the ball. Center of the field. He's got a man out there. He makes the catch. Touchdown. Justin Anderson makes the catch over his left shoulder. He hauls it in. A touchdown pass of 37 yards, and Hastings has tied up the score.
Boy, and a good job there by the offensive line, giving Hubert the available time. And we watched downfield. I was waiting for Coach Burke to see when he was going to go down deep. He's had some receivers open, and that one there, Justin Anderson, doing a great job getting past his defender, able to haul that one in over the shoulder. A beautiful pass as we see Lacayo in for the Broncos for the PAT.
All right, Ernesto Lacayo attempting his first PAT as a Bronco. Ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is through the uprights. It is good. So Hastings College has got the lead. 1 minute, 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A nice touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Justin Anderson. Hastings with a lead. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 7, Peru State 6.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Here's the kickoff by Lacayo. The ball is brought back by Jake Mertens, and he was absolutely hammered at the 21-yard line. That's Will Smith down there on the special teams for Hastings. So maybe the little touchdown pass kind of ignited the Broncos here a little bit.
Well, and we've always seen when Coach Burke comes down from the press box, he gets on the sidelines, he gets a little excitement and the attention of his players, and a much better job there by the offensive line as Hubert had the time to throw, delivers a great pass over the shoulder to Justin Anderson, and the big strike 36-yard touchdown pass as the Broncos get on the board and take the lead now as Peru State will come up over the ball at the 22-yard line.
1:36 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Curtis Thompson. He has managed the game quite well so far for Peru State. Here's a handoff. That's going nowhere. Stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, he may have not gotten back to the line of scrimmage as he's stacked up at about the 20-yard line. So a loss of a couple of yards on the play. I think that's Nugent again carrying the ball there for Peru State. The tackle is made in there for Hastings College on the defensive front, plus Riley Nicola, the linebacker, coming up to make the stop there for Hastings. Good to see the St. Cecilia Bluehawks being littered on both sides of the field here tonight with Mertens on the Peru State side and Nicola over here on the Hastings side.
Well, and you look on down the roster, Zane Anstein, also a St. Cecilia product. He's on the Hastings College roster. Jake Jarzinka also. Good to see the local product playing here tonight.
Second down, 11 yards to go. Thompson wants to throw the ball again. Rolls to his right, unloads. It's going to be caught, but he's out of bounds again. They're working the near sideline here, but Wallinger can't get his feet in bounds as this one is out around the 32-yard line, but he can't make the catch out there. So the senior out of Odell, Nebraska, unable to come up with the ball. And now Peru State is looking at third down at about 11 yards to go for the first down. Both teams throwing the ball more than I expected here tonight. Coach Merck said this could be the longest or the shortest game in college history as both teams wanted to run the ball tonight, but you know how those coaches are.
Well, we've had 13 passes between the two quarterbacks, and Curtis Thompson, after a hot start going 4-for-4, has now had three straight incompletions. We look at Hastings College, Hubert completing 4-of-6 so far for 63 yards, and we're going to have a Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he looks like he was launched out of a cannon here and went over and put somebody on the seat of their pants, and penalty flags fly. Indiana Jones anticipating the count there. That's going to give him an easy 5 yards there, unless somebody moved up front. But the officials will talk this over, and that's going to go against the Broncos, the crimson and white.
Well, when we get on down the line, you always like those trivia contests. Who committed the first penalty for the Broncos?
All right, that's the first one.
Your old buddy. First one of the evening, first one. That's on Indiana Jones.
That'll be easy to remember. We'll give you that in about week 11. All right, now it's third down and 6 yards to go. The ball is out here to the 26-yard line. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Thompson drops back. Here's a little shovel pass. The ball is going to be mishandled. The ball is loose, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. That was a little shovel pass, or at least an attempted shovel pass, but Hastings blew that up. They're trying to get the ball to John Nugent, but Hastings had a lot of penetration in there. The ball was bouncing on the turf. It was incomplete. That was Jared Noble that was in there for Hastings College defensively. Well, he was back there in a hurry, kind of blew that play up before it got started. Now it's fourth down.
Yeah, Noble, a junior out of Axtell. A lot of youngsters playing here for Tony Harper's defense. This has got to be very encouraging for him.
43 seconds to play first quarter. Hastings College now with the lead, 7-6 over Peru State. Here's the punt, wobbly one. It's going to bounce here at the 35-yard line. Stanheiser can't get to it. It's going to take a Peru State bounce across the 25 to the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. That was a nice punt. How about 56 yards on the punt there by Peru State? And Hastings College backed up inside their own 20-yard line to begin yet another series here in the first quarter.
Steinhauser with some cold feet back there as he fielded that first punt and was absolutely buried by Peru State. That one there, he could have called for the fair catch. He just elected to let it hit the turf. Took a very favorable bounce for Peru State. So the Broncos going to set up shop at the 17-yard line.
All right, Grummer comes back up with the tailback position. Here's a quick pass to the near side. That one was nowhere near the mark. The intended receiver was Travis Brown for Hastings. Hubert, not a very good pass there, as it was thrown to the near sideline, nowhere close to his intended receiver. And Brown, second down and 10 yards to go. Again, the line of scrimmage is about the 18-yard line.
Mike, we talk about Travis Brown, 6'2", and they're also the Broncos with another tall receiver in there at Michael Novicki. Number 11, have not seen him into the game yet, but expect him at 6'4".
All right, here's Hubert, wants to roll down the line of scrimmage. He'll run the football again, and the option he's hitting, down he goes at about the 16, a loss of 3 or 4 yards on the play there by Hubert on the option to the wide side of the field. Preston Bruce coming up there to make the stop. You mentioned Novicki. He's been kind of banged up a little bit during the preseason workouts. He was questionable for tonight, so we'll see him yet this year, I'm sure. Novicki, a good-looking wide receiver for Hastings, but he may not see any action in the ball game here tonight. And now that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So we've seen a lot of action here in quarter number one. We've seen a blocked punt in the ball game, a touchdown by Peru State, a blocked extra point, and a nice 36-yard touchdown pass by Troy Hubert, all in quarter number one. So we've come to the end of the first quarter here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 7, Peru State 6.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Not wasting any time tonight in between timeouts. There's a pass by Hubert. It's going to be caught out here at the 38-yard line. It's going to be a first down for Hastings. Blake Horseman, the tight end, making the catch there for the Broncos. So Hubert right on the money there. They bring the ball out to the 38-yard line. So Hastings now moving from the north to the south, left to right here in quarter number two. The Broncos have the lead 7-6. Hubert throws the ball again. This one's going to be incomplete. That one skips to his intended receiver on the far sideline, Mansfield. So now it's second down and 10. We do have to make some changes in the catering facilities here for the Broncos here tonight. Normally we get our pregame meal before the Broncos get started. Tonight we get it at the end of the first quarter. It's not going
to
work.
Tell you what, Gene, you ought to think about serving a pizza for a living. Doing a fine job so far.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 38-yard line. Hastings with a lead, 7-6 here in the ball game. Here's Hubert. Play action pass, wants to throw again, airs it out in the center of the field. Mansfield grabs the ball at the 30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. There was not a man around. Mansfield got behind the defense. He throws that one 62 yards. Hubert with two touchdown passes, and Hastings goes out on top by the score of 13-6.
Well, and again, some pretty good protection back there by the Hastings offensive line. And then we've seen on the far sidelines, Maurice Mansfield lined up. We talked about how many positions he'll play. They'll line him up in a lot of different ones. He was lined up head-to-head with one of the Prue State defenders, just absolutely got by him. Hubert had the time, threw a good pass, and then with his speed was able to take it in 62 yards as we see LaCaya in for the Broncos.
Ernesto gets into the football. It is up there. It is good as Hubert holds. The PAT splits the uprights, and Hastings College goes out on top now. 14 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score now is Hastings 14, Peru State 6.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Save on Whirlpool and Maytag appliances during the Labor Day Savings event at Rogers Incorporated. Get great buys on Whirlpool refrigerators and freezers, ranges, dishwashers, washers, and dryers, and more. And pay no interest for 6 months with no down payment and no monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag purchase. Ask Rogers for details. It's the Labor Day Savings event at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays, noon to 4.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
There's it comes the kickoff. Brent Haith bringing the ball back for Peru State as he comes up to about the 19-yard line where he is dropped right there. Tell you what, very impressed with Troy Hubert, the quarterback for Hastings, throwing the pig around a little bit here in the first half. He's got 10 attempts already in the ball game, a couple of touchdown passes, and Hastings is out on top by a score of 14-6 here in the ball game as Peru State tries to regain control of this thing. They'll start this drive with their own 19. Hastings coming back out on defense. Here comes the Peru State offense. This is Curtis Thompson. He'll send wide receivers left and right. This is Brown to the left side. They've got a wide out to the right as well. Play action pass as they fake the ball to Jeter. They want to throw. The ball is going to be caught 25-30 out to about the 32-yard line. That's the tight end, Greg Latcha. Latcha making the reception there. 6'4", 230-pound freshman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He makes his second reception here in the first half as he brings the ball out here to the 32 as first and 10 for the Peru State Bobcats as Josh Opperly makes the stop there for Hastings College defensively.
Well, it took Hastings College a couple of big plays there in the first quarter. 85 total yards for the Broncos in the first quarter. Peru State, on the other hand, 95 yards. That basically was that one long drive they had, and they were held away with any points.
Here's a handoff straight up the middle, and that's going for a yard, maybe two. They take that right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there as they take it for a couple of yards. That's going to be Jeter again carrying the ball. Ryan Callen makes the stop for Hastings College defensively. Ryan Callen, he's been in and out of the Broncos lineup here the past couple of years battling injuries, but he's healthy for the 2009 season, at least to start it off. Good to see that.
Yeah, exactly. And a nice article Ryan Merkin put in the Tribune a couple nights ago on Brian Callen with all the injuries he sustained through his career here at Hastings College. Good to see him back on the field.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Now they fumble the football. A problem between the center and the quarterback. There's a big stack up here at the 30-yard line. The Broncos say they have the football, and the officials agree. Hastings with the ball at the 30-yard line. A center quarterback exchange problem. That's Brian Callen, I think, who was at the bottom of the stack. But there you have it right there. You've got a freshman. You've got a freshman in there at center in Peru State's Matt Reedy. And that time just did not get the ball to Curtis Thompson. fumbles the football. Brian Callen falls on top of it. Hastings with the ball at the 31.
Second turnover tonight for Peru State. That's the second fumble on the evening. And now the Broncos setting up shop on the 31-yard line. I would look for a quick strike here, Mike, with Troy Hubert.
All right, Hubert has got the ball from the gun. He wants to throw the football. He does so down the far sideline, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver for Hastings College. I think that's going to be Novicki who's in the ball game. Yeah, Michael Novicki, who is a little questionable for tonight, banged up during the preseason workouts. Unable to come up with a football down there at about the 7-yard line. You've got Burke figured out after all these years. After a big turnover, Burke likes to go for the throat.
Yep, it's taken me a few years to figure it out. That's why I'm welcome back onto the midget football sidelines with my play-calling ability. But that one there, Coach Burke electing to go for the juggler there as they go down the far sidelines. Hubert just overthrows Novicki just a little bit.
Now Sack will be your wide receiver to the right, and that's Mansfield out to the left side. Sack will go in motion back toward the quarterback, stops, and now here's Hubert running the option play to the near side, spins at the 30-yard line, falls inside the 30 down to about the 27, so a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. They run the option that time to the short side of the field, and Hubert takes the ball down to the 27. We're in the second quarter, 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings College with a lead, 14-6. A couple of touchdown passes by Troy Hubert. So it's third down now for Hastings, third and about seven. Got a good crowd on hand here at the Osborne Sports Complex. First game, first college football game here in the state of Nebraska, and maybe the nation here as we get an early start here, the college football season. Here's Hubert, wants to run the option play again, this time to the wide side of the field. They'll lose one man, 25-20. Still on his feet, 15, down the sideline, 10, 5, touchdown. Troy Hubert dances his way down the far sideline. He takes it in from 28 yards out. Hubert now with 3 touchdowns in the ball game, and Hastings goes out on top by the score of 20-6.
Yeah, 2 via the air. A couple of nice passes early in the ball game for Hubert. That one there, we talked about his footwork on the sidelines. Good job blocking out there by the offensive line on the left side. Hubert just simply shook a defender on the far sidelines and took it in for the score. 28 yards away. Broncos adding on another PAT now.
All right, here's Ernesto Lacayo into the football for Hastings. And that one goes through the uprights. It is good. He is now 3-for-3 as a Bronco. So Hastings making quick work of Peru State here tonight after the Bobcats jumped out on top 6-0. Hastings has come back with 3 straight touchdowns, all 3 from Troy Hubert. A couple of throwing touchdowns and one on the ground. 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play now. In quarter number 2, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 21, Peru State 6.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
The kickoff is run back. Peru State brings it out to about the 29-yard line, and that's where they will start. Now the Bobcats are trailing here in the ballgame. The score is 21-6. They got the momentum early with that blocked punt, but Peru State has not been able to do a whole lot offensively against this Bronco defense in the ballgame. Curtis Thompson throws it in the center of the field, and just as we say that, the ball is going to be caught out here across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line. So they move the stakes there. A pick of about 18 yards in the play as they throw that one right in between the two hash marks there. Man just goes out there and turns around, camps out there, and they get it the ball to him. That's Marshall Freeman. The tight end, the backup tight end, making the reception there for Peru State. Thompson right on the money there for the Bobcats. It's now first down, 10 yards to go. The football is at the 48-yard line of Peru State. Here's Thompson again, hands the ball away. That's going to be Nugent with the ball. Flips it outside across the 50, 45 in the Bronco territory, down to about the 42-yard line. Hastings had a chance to throw that one for a loss, but Nugent got outside. and took it to the numbers and then was finally run out of bounds down here at the Hastings College 42. So a nice pickup and another first down for Peru State here in the ball game. Tackle is made in there by Steinhauser, who's into the defensive secondary now for Hastings. So it's first down and 10 for Peru State. They've got the football at the Hastings College 41. Curtis Thompson, the quarterback, the junior out of Battle Creek. Play action pass. He fakes once, unloads the ball. Penalty flags are down. The ball's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 34. That's Latcha again. Gage Latcha making the reception there, the freshman from Cincinnati, Ohio. A pickup of about 8 yards on a play. If it stands here, the officials will talk. So the officials talking here at the 34-yard line. Play action pass delivered right across the middle of the field here. Here comes the indication now. It's going to be an illegal man downfield on Peru State. So the Bobcats being kind of hurt by penalties so far in the ball game. Hastings College has got, I think, only one so far. That's the sixth one against Peru State here in the ball game. And this one will cost the Bobcats some nice positive yardage as they will bring the ball back here to the 47. 11 and a half to play here in quarter number two. Hastings with a lead over Peru State. The score is 21-6. The Broncos have scored 21 and answered points. So Peru State comes back up to the line of scrimmage now. They'll send three wide receivers this time to the left side as they flood the wide side of the field. Curtis Thompson drops back to throw. Eludes one man, steps up. Now he wants to run the football, and he's not going anywhere. The ball may have come loose here at the 45-yard line. A big stack up as the officials unstack him down there. It's going to be recovered by Peru State. He did fumble the football, but he gets back on top of it down here at the 45, a pickup of a couple of yards and a play. Brian Callen making the stop there for Hastings College defensively, but now it's second down and long after the penalty, second down and 15 yards to go.
Boy, and seeing a lot of youngsters in there. Another one, sophomore Alec Diffendaffer in there, number 37 for the Broncos, really putting a lot of pressure on Curtis Thompson, forced him back into the middle of the field where all the crimson jerseys were, and able to bring Thompson down for a very short gain.
Diffendaffer played a little bit last year for Hastings College. It is now second down and 13 yards to go from the 45-yard line. Thompson, a little short screen set up again. That's Nugent with the ball. Nugent slips one tackler, spins away at the 40. Inside the 40, down to about the 35-yard line. Before he's finally brought down there, tackle is made by the Broncos. That's Craig Carley down there, a defensive lineman for Hastings to make the stop. Nice run there by Nugent after he gets that one on a little short screen pass set up as they bring the ball down to the Hastings College 36. And now Peru State with about 10 minutes to play here in the second quarter, trying to get back into the ball game. 21-6, Hastings has got the lead. They're looking at third down now and about 4 yards to go from the Hastings 36. Peru State working from right to left, south to north here in the second quarter of play in their blue football pants with their white tops. Here's Thompson, a sprint out right side, unloads. The ball is going to be caught again on the far sideline. It's Wallinger. He's got enough for a first down as he brings the ball down to the 28. And Peru State has had a lot of success running the sideline stuff there. As Thompson right on the money to Cody Wallinger, he was knocked out of bounds by Steinhauser, but not before Peru State picks up the first down.
Yeah, and some good protection by the Peru State offensive line up front. We talked about Curtis Thompson. His first four passes were completed. Then he had four incompletions. Now he's back on a hot streak again. He's completed his last four for 46 yards. That one there, a gain of eight and another first down as they dig deeper into Bronco territory.
At the 28-yard line, here's a handoff to Nugent again. Nugent spins away at the 26. He gets it to the 25 before he's brought down. Now they got that big fullback, the big blocking back who really blew up the Broncos on several occasions last year in that ball game down in Peru. Justin Powell, he's a big boy, a fullback, 250 pounds. He's 5'10", 250 pounds, a junior from Winslow, Arizona. He's now the blocking back for John Nugent. That's a lot of beef back there at 250 and 225.
Well, and I tell you what, you give him about a 3-4 yard head start, he's going to put some pressure on the defense of Hastings College, and he's doing it. He's opening up some nice holes for Nugent.
Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's that little shovel pass again. This time it's going to be fumbled away. Nope, it's going to be incomplete. A little shovel pass again, this time to a Nate Jeter. They've tried that twice now in the last couple of minutes, and each time it's been incomplete. Trying to get it that time to Jeter. Ball incomplete. That's going to bring up a third down situation. Now third down and 7 yards to go. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week again and our Hastings College scoreboard. Not going to have a whole lot of scores for you here on this Thursday night. We'll get you up to date on the Major League Baseball scores across the nation, but normally we'll get you the football scores coming up at halftime of our Bronco broadcast this year. Here's a third down situation again, and again the quarterback in the center having an exchange problem here as Thompson falls back on the football at the 27. That occurred at a crucial time there. That was third down and 7 Again, Reedy and Thompson having some problems on the center-to-quarterback exchange. Thompson falls back onto the football, back here at about the 28-yard line, but now Peru State is looking at fourth down at about 9 yards to go.
And this is kind of a no-man's land as we see the play sent in from the far sidelines. We'll see Curtis Thompson up under center. Three wide receivers split out to the right side for the Bobcats.
But Justin Powell, that big fullback, the only one in the backfield with Thompson. Thompson wants to throw. Goes into the far sideline. That one is going to be caught down there. That's going to be Wallinger. Takes that one away from Steinhauser at about the 6-yard line, and he's out of bounds. He just kind of threw it up there. Steinhauser got up. He elevated enough to grab the ball, but Wallinger also got his hands on it. He just rips that one away from Steinhauser down there inside the 5-yard line, and Peru State is on the move.
Needed 8. They picked up 23, and that was the case, Mike. Just 3 wide receivers split out to the right side, and Curtis Thompson just throwing it up there. That was just a simple case of strength over strength as Steinhauser not able to bring the interception in.
Here's Nugent on a quick pitch. He's going to be brought down. That's Riley Nicola in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively at the bottom of the stack as Nugent goes down. Just they didn't even give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a half a yard. Carly is also in there, the defensive lineman. So now we'll test the Broncos defense here. 7:27 to play in quarter number two as Curtis Thompson making the plays here for the Peru State Bobcats. This drive started at the Peru State 29-yard line. They've now got the football in between the 6 and the 7 of Hastings College. Thompson is up under center. Sprints out right. Fakes the ball once. He's got some room out here. Thompson throws it into the end zone. The ball is incomplete. Trying to get it to Nugent again. Over there defending for Hastings College was Brinson Steinhauser. So that was third down from the Hastings College 7.
What a great job by Steinhauser there getting in the defensive position to knock down that Curtis Thompson pass. Watching Coach Merck on the sidelines, not very happy with the officials. Something down there really bothered him. He run from about the 40 of our end all the way down to the 20 and really eating up the ears of the Zebras.
All right, now we got another big call here for the Peru State Bobcats to try to get back into the ball game. Third down and goal from the Hastings College 7-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide right, backs in the I formation. Thompson under center, two-step drop, throws it into the corner of the end zone. It is caught. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Cody Wallinger grabs the ball. It was just a simple case of if he was going to get his feet down, he did. And it's a touchdown for Peru State with 6:56 to play here in the second quarter.
Boy, and just another pass in the corner end zone by Curtis Thompson. Nice job rolling out to the right side. And then his receiver able to make a nice catch over Steinhauser again. So that one there, they're starting to work on Brinson Steinhauser on that right side. And it cost the Broncos there as Curtis Thompson throws a touchdown pass from 7 yards out as the PAT will be pending here from Peru State.
Well, now Peru State, after they had the first one blocked after their first touchdown, now they're going to try for the two-point conversion. Get back on sync, so to speak. 21-12 is the score. Hastings College with a lead. Peru State will go for the two-point conversion. They'll put the ball down on the near side hash. Here's Thompson. He's going to run the option play, and he's going to take it to the 2-yard line, to the 1-yard line. Did he get in? He did not. He ran the option play to the wide side of the field. There was a lot of green grass out there. I thought he would just walk into the end zone, but Indiana Jones shuts that down. The outside linebacker on that side, and the two-point conversion is no good. So we'll take a break, 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. The score now is Hastings College 21, Peru State 12.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
So Peru State making things interesting here. 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play. They go 71 yards on that drive, and now it's a 21-12 ball game. Hastings College out on top of the Bobcats. Here comes the run-up and the boot. Maurice Mansfield will grab the ball here at the 15, 20. Spins away, 25, trying to get outside, and he can't get there. Wrapped up around his ankles down there is Brent Haight for Peru State. Mansfield returned one last year for a touchdown. In fact, Was it the opening kickoff?
Yeah, the opening kickoff. We just got set down in the Oak Bowl. And the opening kickoff, Mansfield takes it the distance for the opening kickoff. This one, they're having a tough time getting out of his shadow there as the Peru State special teams doing a good job. Now we see Troy Hubert. It's kind of been the Troy Hubert show. We'll get to numbers on him after this play.
Yeah, Hubert's got three touchdowns so far here in the ball game. Play action pass. Hubert wants to throw. Look out. He's being chased from behind. Unloads it. It's going to be caught and then dropped. And then a big hit and the penalty flag goes down. Horseman was the tight end. He caught the ball, dropped it, and then he was leveled by a Peru State Bobcat right in front of the Hastings College bench. That was Ryan Newell, the hard-hitting linebacker, the senior from Lincoln Southwest, coming in to get into Horseman, and that will cost the Bobcats 15 yards. That's the seventh penalty of the ball game against the Peru State, and we're still in the first half.
Yeah, and that's just a foolish one. Coaches hate seeing those. He had all the time in the world to stop before he lowered the boom on the big tight end, but that's going to cost him additional yards, push him out to the 41-yard line. We talked about Troy Hubert through the air so far in the ballgame, 142 yards. We talked about his footwork, 54 yards on seven carries, and that touchdown run of 28 yards here on the last series.
So Hastings College now on the move. They got the ball back out here to their own 41-yard line, moving left to right, north to south here in quarter number two. Hubert turns, hands the ball away. That's going to be Grummet with the ball, both hands on it, as he brings it to the 42, maybe to the 43. Tackle is made in there by the Bobcats. Derek Phillips, one of the guys to get there for Peru State. A short pickup there for Nick Grummet. Nick ran the ball 170 times last year for 694 yards. Averaged 4.1 yards per carry. Scored five touchdowns for the Broncos. 165-pound junior out of Beatrice, Nebraska. Picks up about 3 yards on that play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Hubert in the gun. Wide receivers split out to the left side. Hubert's going to roll to the left side. He's still got the ball. Being chased. He's hitting down. He goes. Derek Phillips again breaking through there. I don't think anybody touched Phillips. He got through there and was just waiting for Hubert to come around that right end, and Phillips dropped him out there for about a 3 or 4 yard loss back here to the 38-yard line. It's now third down and 13 yards to go.
Boy, there have been some series tonight, Mike, already early in this football game. The Bronco offensive line has really sputtered. And that one there, there was just a complete breakdown on the blocking scheme out there to the left side. As Hubert rolled to the left, there was nowhere for him to go as he was brought down for a 6 yard loss.
Now wide receivers split out to the right side. Hubert stands on the gun, throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught and then dropped by Ryan Sack. And again, he was hit hard. Coming in from behind, making the stop there for Peru State was Haight. Haight, number 20. Ryan Sack is hurt down here at the 38-yard line. He was just running down about at the hash marks here on the near side and knew he was going to get popped, and he did that. He did that with Brent Haight getting into him, and Ryan Sack is down after being hit in the back here at the 38-yard line. It's an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up fourth down and 13 yards to go. A big hit there by the Bobcats.
Yeah, and a good pass, though, right on the money delivered by Hubert. But I'm sure that Sack heard the footsteps down there from the Bobcat secondary. And good to see as he's able to just pop up onto his feet, the trainer out there. But he's able to walk off on his own, probably just the wind knocked out of him. As we'll see the Bronco punt team come trotting onto the field as we have a fourth down, 13, 5:25 left to go here. Broncos leading 21-12.
We'll have high school football coverage coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High in Columbus. Airtime will be at 6 tomorrow night with a kickoff at 7. Ernesto Lacayo has one blocked earlier in the ball game, but he gets off a boomer here as he sends that one down at about the 8-yard line. Bringing the ball back for Peru State. Slipping away. He's hit once. He's hit twice. And he is a snowed under at about the 7-yard line. Wallinger bringing the ball back. The first guy to get to him was Will Smith. That was a 53-yard punt and a minus 6 on the return. That's the way we like to see it. Ernesto Lacayo gets into the football. And now Peru State is backed up inside their own 10-yard line with about 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. 21-12 is the score. Hastings College out on top. If you're just joining us, Peru State got on the scoreboard first after they blocked the punt and took over at the Hastings College 5. A couple of plays later, they took it into the end zone for their first score. Hastings then rattled off 21 straight points before Peru State scored on their last possession. Now they'll have to be careful with the football down here in their own territory as they hand the ball away to the former Deschler Dragon. That's John Nugent as he brings the ball out to about the 12-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brian Callen again for Hastings College number 26. A pickup of about 4 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 6. Clock is running with 4:47 to play until halftime.
at the 10th carry for Nugent on the evening for 31 yards. He was hit very hard by the Bronco linebacking core early in the football game. Was had to go to the sidelines, so he set out for a few minutes, but able to get back in. Had a couple of receptions for 42 yards as well tonight.
Justin Boyce now into the ball game as a middle linebacker in for McKenzie Hemji for Hastings as Tony Harper makes some defensive changes. There's the ball. It's going to be thrown to the far side. Trenton Steinhauser elevates. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Interception. So Steinhauser, after getting burned a couple of times in the last possession for Peru State, comes up with a big play there. And Hastings now with a chance to put some more points on the scoreboard. Steinhauser comes up with an interception at the 31-yard line of Peru State.
Yeah, just the bigger receivers able to go over top of Steinhauser early in this second quarter. That one there, the 5'8 junior, able to bring down the interception as McKenzie Hemji put a lot of pressure on Curtis Thompson. He was had to throw that one a little earlier than what he wanted, but he paid the price as Steinhauser intercepts the Broncos takeover on the Peru State 31-yard line, 4:19 left to go to half.
All right, here comes Hubert in the offensive unit. Here's a quick pitch. It's going to come to Grummert. Looks inside, bounces outside, 30, down to the 25-yard line, down to the 24 before he's brought down. That's Preston Bruce, the outside linebacker, the sophomore out of Bennett, Nebraska, making the stop there for Peru State. Grummert picks up about 6 yards in a play as he takes it down to the 24, second down and four. We'll keep our eyes on the clock here. 3:56 to play until halftime. Hastings with a lead, 21-12 over the Peru State Bobcats here tonight in the season opener for both teams at the Osborne Sports Complex. Wide receivers split out to the left side. That's Mansfield and Sack. So Ryan Sack is back in there after being hit on that last series for Hastings. Here's a quarterback draw play as Hubert just takes the ball down to about the 22. A pickup of 3 on the play. Now Hastings is going to be close to the first down. We'll call it third down with 3:25 to play now. Clock is running. Hastings right in the center of the field here. And we'll look at third down and 1 from the Peru State 22-yard line. Coach talked about turnovers during the pregame show. We've seen a blocked punt that netted some points for Peru State. And Hastings College comes up with an interception. And they've got the football now almost in the red zone as Hubert just goes straight ahead on the quarterback sneak as he puts his head down and drives the ball down to about the 20, maybe to the 19. So they'll stop the clock here momentarily while they set the chains on the far side. 3:02 remaining second quarter. Hastings leading by the score of 21-12 and looking for more after Steinhauser gets the interception. Got a good crowd on hand here tonight enjoying a late summer evening. Hastings College getting off to maybe one of their earlier starts for a football season here as we play at the end of August. Kids will be reporting to school on Monday across the campus. First down and 10 for Hastings. They've got the ball at the Peru State 20-yard line. Here's a draw play. It's going to go to Grummert. Looks outside to the 15. Grummert takes the ball down to about the 12-yard line. So pickup of about 8 yards in the play. Draw play by Hubert as he gets the ball to Grummert. Hastings still with plenty of time, 2.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Hastings now looking at second down and about 3 yards to go. Taylor Spears, and I'm going to stop there for Peru State.
Yeah, you talk about the Broncos in an early game. A lot of the conversation talking about the number of practices the Broncos got to. Maybe you can elaborate on that after this play.
All right, here's Hubert, another draw play. It's going to go to Grummert again, and this time he's going to be stacked up. A loss of a couple of yards on the play as he is dropped here at the 16-yard line. Yeah, Hastings really only had about 13 days to get ready for the football game. They came into the camp on August 14th. Hastings with the early game here on a Thursday night that cut several practices off. Normally, Hastings would scrimmage twice during the preseason. They only scrimmaged once, and that was last Saturday. Coach Merck feels his team was definitely ready for the ball game here tonight. Maybe got to a little slower start than he expected, but Hastings in control right now, leading by 9 points. It's 21-12 with a minute and 36 seconds to play. Third down and 5 for Hastings, and now Coach Merck wants to call a timeout to talk things over. He wants to talk with his offensive unit as they come to the sidelines. We'll take a break. 1:36 to play here in quarter number 2, Hastings 21, Peru State 12.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos calling the timeout here. 1:36 to play in quarter number two. Hastings out on top by a score of 21-12. Broncos with the ball down here at the Peru State 16-yard line. We'll get our conference season started next week. Hastings and Doan, first time in 3 years that we play in Crete. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time a week from Saturday.
Mike, watch out on the right side here. Michael Novicki, 6'4", wide receiver, number 11 on the outside here.
And they're going to go right his way in the corner of the end zone. The ball is going to be tipped and in, almost caught, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. So the big, tall target, 6'4", Michael Novicki comes into the ball game. You and everybody in the house knew it was going this way.
Yeah, there was.
Really not so surprised.
No. Four white jerseys back there on Novicki. The big, tall wide receiver, as Coach Merck called timeout, got that one set up. But that one there, just good defense by Peru State as we see Lacayo in for a field goal attempt.
32 yards. Hubert will hold here at the 22-yard line, plus the 10 in the end zone, waiting for the snap. Good one. Here's the kick by Lacayo. It is up there, and he sends it through the uprights. It is good. So Ernesto Lacayo, he's going to be a very valuable part of this football team before this season is over. Lacayo hits a 32-yard field goal. 1:24 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings 24, Peru State 12.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Tell you what, we might want to play on Thursday night for the rest of the season. Look at the crowd here on the near sideline. I think we got the stands pretty well full on the Hastings side, and a good contingent up from Peru State as well on the far sideline.
Yeah,
their grills going earlier tonight.
Big bus out the far parking lot. But yeah, a great crowd here. Not very many empty seats on the far sidelines. As you said, we continue to see fans trickle in here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
24-12, Hastings College has got the lead. Here's the kickoff, going to be fielded at about the 3-yard line, back to the center of the field, out across the 10, 15, 20, 22-yard line. That's Hate bringing the ball back there for the Peru State Bobcats. Will Smith, who's done a job on special teams tonight, called his name a couple of times on special teams down there to make the stop for Hastings. And now if you're Peru State, I think you just get into the locker room and maybe regroup here. You're down by 12 points, and it's 24-12, and you're in your own end of the field here as they start this drive at the 22-yard line. Peru State actually scored the first touchdown in the ball game. Hastings then rattled off 21 straight points before Peru State stuck one in the end zone, and now Ernesto Lacayo gets the 32-yard field goal. 24-12 is our score here in the second period with a minute and 16 seconds to play. There's a draw play. It's going to go to Nugent again as Nugent slips a tackle and takes the ball out to the 25-yard line. A pickup of about 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running with a 1:05 left here in the second quarter. And coming up at halftime, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week. And then we'll have our halftime scoreboard show. Not a whole lot of activity going on across the nation tonight as far as football is concerned, but we'll get you up to date on the Major League Baseball scores and then get you back here to the Osborne Sports Complex for half number two.
How do we have a Scholar of the Week if school hasn't begun yet?
We have a scholar.
I'm just
athlete.
Asking.
Past performances.
Oh, okay.
As the scholar athletes were named at the end of last season. We'll have it for you. Here's Nugent again carrying the ball across the 30 to the 35 to the 36-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. As Nugent carries the ball out here, that's Mike Cardenas, who has had a good first half. He comes over to make the stop for Hastings College defensively. 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings out on top of Peru State by the score of 24-12. Three wide receivers split out to the right side now for the Bobcats. Here's Thompson. He wants to throw the football as he sprints out that way. Unloads. It's going to be incomplete. That's Brown, the intended receiver, out here at about the 47-yard line. Back in coverage for Hastings College was Tyson Burrish, a sophomore out of Ulysses, Nebraska. Incomplete pass, and it's now second down And 10 yards to go as Peru State has got the ball on their own 36-yard line, moving right to left here in quarter number two.
Really, Mike, most of the damage done through the air tonight for Curtis Thompson, 139 yards unofficially here in the first half and a touchdown. You look at the rushing for Peru State, only 62 yards. Nugent with 46 of them on 12 carries.
All right, 14 seconds to go. Curtis Thompson up under center this time, drops back to throw. He's under pressure. He's in and down he goes. Getting through there for Hastings College that time, Jared Noble was one of the guys. He had some help coming on the blitz for the Broncos. And making his stop in there is going to be a Pete Botkin as well. And that's going to be all she wrote. He was thrown for a loss. That's the way the first half ends. So Botkin gets in there for Hastings College to end the second quarter of play on a sack. And the Broncos will have the lead here at halftime on the score of 24-12. So it started off kind of shaky for Hastings, getting a special teams mistake early in the ball game. It allowed Peru State to take over at the 5-yard line of Hastings. They stuck it into the end zone. It made things a little antsy for a while, but Hastings has rebounded, and they've got the lead here at halftime. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings College 24, Peru State 12. You're listening to Bronco football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Attention, irrigators! Right now, you can save $8,000 on a purchase of a T&L quarter-mile center pivot system. The dollar-per-foot savings from T&L are the best ever. Timing is everything, so make your move. Call your T&L dealer or T&L Irrigation Company to learn how your new T&L pivot irrigation system will be easier on you for a lifetime. Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, Gene Shaw back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College with a lead here at halftime. The score is 24-12 in favor of the Broncos. Get you the scoring here tonight, get you some numbers, and then we'll get to the Scholar Athlete of the Week and also our halftime scoreboard show. First drive, Hastings College fumbles the football away. Actually, the first drive for the Peru State Bobcats resulted in a turnover as Riley Nicola recovers the football for Hastings, but the Broncos couldn't do anything with the ball as they had a punt blocked by Max Veras for Peru State. They took the ball down to the 5-yard line. That's where they took over the drive. A couple of plays later, they stuck it in the end zone as Curtis Thompson through to a Nate Jeter, an 8-yard touchdown pass. The PAT was blocked. 6:15 to play in the first quarter, 6-0. It was Peru State out on top. Broncos come back later on in the quarter. Troy Hubert throws a 36-yard touchdown pass to Justin Anderson. The PAT was good. 7-6 was the score. Hastings College with the lead after the first quarter. And in quarter number two, on the second play, a 62-yard touchdown pass from Hubert to Maurice Mansfield. The PAT was good. 14-6 was the score. Hastings with the lead. Brian Callen then recovers a fumble at the 31-yard line of Peru State. And a couple of plays later, Troy Hubert took it in from 28 yards out. The PAT was good. Hastings College with the lead 21-6. Peru State then came back, went on a 71-yard drive, finally got an 8-yard touchdown pass from Curtis Thompson to Cody Wallinger. The two-point conversion was no good. Hastings led by a score of 21-12. Then Brinson Steinhauser gets an interception at the Peru State 31-yard line. Hastings couldn't get the ball into the end zone, but they did connect on a 32-yard field goal from Ernesto Lacayo. And Hastings College with a lead here at halftime. The score is 24 28-12. So the Broncos with a shaky start, Jimmy, but in control here, 24-12 at halftime.
Yeah, I think for the most part, the coaching staff has to be pretty happy. The defense has really kind of stood up and played some good defense here in the first half. The offensive line, as we have mentioned, really some good series and then some others that really look horrid out there and not giving Hubert a lot of time. But so far here in the first half, it's about everything we expected out of Troy Hubert, really putting on a fine performance. As we see Troy Hubert's numbers passing in the first half, 6 of 14 for 142 yards, two touchdowns, those coming from 36 yards and 62 yards here in the first half. Hubert rushing the ball, 10 carries, 53 yards, and one touchdown, that coming from 28 yards. The Broncos with 142 through the air, 69 on the ground, 211 total yards. Nick Grummert, four carries, 16 yards. Maurice Mansfield having a tough time getting everything going from that tailback position. Three carries for minus four, but he has two receptions for 69 yards, one of them being that 62-yard touchdown pass. So the offense looking pretty good so far for the first game for as many practices as they have had. We look on the side of Peru State. Curtis Thompson has had a pretty good evening, 139 yards of total offense through the air for Thompson. He's accounted for one touchdown, that coming there from 7 yards out. We look at rushing Nugent, the leading ball carrier for Peru State, 12 carries and 46 yards. He also has two receptions for 34 yards. So Peru State, 139 through the air, 55 on the ground, unofficially 194 here in the first half. But as you said, Mike, big plays really got the Broncos back in this as they were able to get some relief for Troy Hubert. He's able to drop a couple of passes over the shoulder, one to Justin Anderson. That one went for 36. And then the one to the speedster, Maurice Mansfield, out in the open, goes for 62 yards. And then he also runs one in. So I believe you got a great Troy Hubert in the first half. I'd give him an A. He looked very good. And the offensive line helps him out a little bit more. I think they're going to have a bigger second half.
All right, Hastings College to the lead, 24-12 here at halftime. We'll take a one-minute break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Second half is underway as Max Burris brings the ball back there for the Peru State Bobcats. They're going to start this drive first down and 10 on their own 33-yard line. So Peru State will get the ball back. I think an important drive here, Jimmy, as we get the second half underway. Peru State can get back into the ball game by putting some points on the scoreboard here on this drive.
Well, thanks so, Mike. And as we talked right during the halftime in the stats, basically all the yardage that was driven up by Peru State was through the air from Curtis Thompson. So we'll see what the Broncos can do if they can actually get some pressure on him. We see Thompson up under center here to start the second half.
They're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Nugent. Looks inside, bounces outside. He's to the far sideline, and he's going to be popped out of bounds. So Nugent running the ball there for the Peru State Bobcats. Nugent had some nice runs there in the first half, but not consistently against this Bronco defense. That was a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. It's second down and 7 as the Bobcats have moved the ball out here to the 36.
13 carries, 49 yards now for Nugent as he tries to clear the left side out there and got tripped up, went down to a knee, so they call him down. They give him a gain of 3, second down and 7 here early in the third quarter.
All right, two wide receivers went out to the right side. The backs in the I formation. Thompson has got the football. Thompson rolls to his right, unloads here on the near side. It's going to be incomplete. That pass delivered high to his intended receiver. Knocking him out of bounds was Jeff Klug over here as they work with Cody Wallinger again. That time Klug over here defensively. Pass delivered high, incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down and 7 situation.
And again, Curtis Thompson forced out of the pocket there. Mackenzie Himji, number 50, from the middle of that Bronco defense, was able to get in there and put some pressure on Thompson again, and he had to throw that off balance, or Big Mac was going to have him wrapped up for a sack.
Just underway, we're in the second half. Hastings College with a lead here over the Peru State Bobcats in the season opener for both teams. 24-12 is the score. Hastings out on top. Third down and 7 yards to go from the 36-yard line. Thompson wants to throw. He's hit and down he goes. That's Pete Botkin. Botkin had 3 sacks a year ago. He gets one here in the opening game of the 2009 season. Botkin, a big kid, 6 foot, 285-pound junior from Millard North. Got in hard on the quarterback, Curtis Thompson, and threw him for a loss.
Pete Botkin, we have watched him all the way from his freshman year, Mike. He got into a few games in his freshman season, but boy, he is fired up on the sidelines, got the mohawk working, but a great job there as he broke through the offensive line and brought Thompson down for a 7-yard loss.
Fourth down and 14 yards to go. They'll have to punt the football away again. Here's the punt. The ball's going to be fumbled by Riley Nicola. It's going to be recovered out here by Peru State. Nicola running up on the play, mishandles the ball, That's going to be recovered by Fred Whitted Jr. And just like that, Peru State was in trouble, Jimmy. Hastings with a great defensive play. And then Riley Nicola fumbles the football, and Peru State has got it at the Hastings College 38.
Yeah, and the coaches will probably advise him as they are right now as he comes to the sidelines. Let that go. There was too many defenders down there, a lot of white jerseys around. He heard the footsteps, and the ball went right through his hands. And Peru State, Johnny on the spot now, so they'll take over on the turnover into Hastings College territory. They'll put it down at the Bronco 38, 13:42 left to go here in the third quarter as Curtis Thompson will work out of the shotgun.
All right, Peru State with a second life here. Thompson wants to roll down the line of scrimmage. Here's a pitch play. It's going to come to a Nugent. Runs over a man and takes the ball down to about the 36. A short pickup of about 3 yards in the play. That was Mackenzie Hemji over here for Hastings College defensively. Also over here for the Broncos was Jared Noble, a 250-pound junior out of Axtell, Nebraska. Pickup of 3 yards in the play. Second down and seven. Clock is running. 13 and a half minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hastings College with a lead. 24-12 over Peru State. Two wide receivers split out wide to the left side. And they have one lone setback. That's Justin Powell in the backfield. Here's Thompson again. Sprints out to the left side. Stops and now runs the ball himself across the 30. And boy, he's upended here at the 33. Big hard hit again by Pete Botkin and also Jared Noble. A sandwich, the quarterback, Curtis Thompson, down here at the Hastings 32. A couple of yards on the play. We'll call it third down and 5 yards to go. Peru State moving left to right here in quarter number three. Just joining us, the Bobcats scored first, 6-0 over Hastings. Broncos respond with 21 straight points. Peru State adding a touchdown to make it 21-12. Hastings hitting a field goal right toward the tail end of the second quarter to make it 24-12. There's a pitch play again. It's going to go to Nugent. This time he's going nowhere. That's Botkin again at the bottom of the stack there for Hastings College defensively. As Botkin makes the play on the ball, also Indiana Jones over there for Hastings, a sophomore from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So now it's fourth down, and Tony Harper's defense looks good here. Fourth down and five, so after the fumble by Nicola, they gain 5 yards and looking at fourth down.
Tell you what, I think Ryan Merkin said it real well. A lot of energy, a lot of bodies flying around to the ball, and you're seeing that. Boy, and it's hard for me, Mike, to look on the roster. It's hard to find a senior down there on defense other than Mackenzie Hemji. A lot of underclassmen playing big tonight.
Fourth down and five to go for it here. Thompson sprints out again, right side under pressure, and loads incomplete. Look who's in his face. Mackenzie Hemji again. Hemji put the pressure on Thompson. Thompson had nowhere to go, so the fumble by Nicola didn't hurt anything, and Hastings will get the ball back.
And a good job by Tony Harper's defense there. They're congratulated as they come off the field. Mackenzie Hemji, a couple of big plays there on that series as he was able to get through the line again, put pressure on Curtis Thompson. He had to throw it a little early. His receiver fell to the seat of his pants, and it falls incomplete. So the Broncos take over now. They'll spot it at 33. Maurice Mansfield split to the near side.
Expect the Broncos to maybe work on the clock here a little bit with their running game, and hopefully can get that going here. Now, as they go with the double tight ends, a handoff. There's a big hole up the middle. Grubbard, 45-50. Grubbard inside Peru State territory, down to the 45 to the 44. Pulled down from behind by Max Veras. Well, it looked like they wanted to try to grind things out there, but not with Nick Grubbard. He found a little seam there, and he was about a half a step away from taking that one to the house.
And it looks to me, Mike, you look at your starting lineup, and I believe all the original starters from the beginning of the game, but I'm guessing the coaches have probably challenged. Clint Head, the offensive line coach, I believe, has challenged his line to do a better job. They had some series that were pretty good in that first half. That one there, a huge hole for Grummer as he goes 26 yards into Bobcat territory.
First down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Here's Grummer again, both hands in the ball across the 40 down to about the 37. So Hastings lining up with a 12-point lead. They'll line up with a double tight ends and one wide receiver in Mansfield. Field split out either way. So trying to work on the clock and maybe try to get that running game going, something we did not see in the first half. The Bronco touchdowns were on some big plays.
One thing we've never seen out of the Bronco offense, double tight end, huh?
Yeah.
Like about all the time.
So it's now second down and 6 yards to go. Pickup of about four on the last play as Grummer took the ball down to the 37. Same formation, double tights, I formation. Play action pass. Hubert's going to wind up again down the near sideline. Mansfield grabs the ball at the 10. He's at the 5, and he's knocked out of bounds. Mansfield had his man dancing here on the near sidelines. Hubert threads the needle. Mansfield takes the ball down to about the 5-yard line, and Hastings in business again. Back there in coverage was Fred Whitted Jr., but he looked like he was going to prom.
Well, that was just Maurice Mansfield did a great job offensively, just able to get to Whitted all twisted around like a pretzel down there. And another good pass by Hubert. That one there goes for 33 yards down inside the five.
So mark it right at the five. Here's going to be Grummer carrying the ball. The ball pops loose. It's down around the two-yard line. A big stack up. And let's see. Peru State comes up with a football. Grummer fumbles the football, and on top of it for Peru State is Taylor Spears.
And, Mike, I don't believe that Grummert ever really received that ball clean from Hubert. Grummert lined up at the tailback position, just a simple handoff up the middle. The hole was there, and I think Nick was just surprised how wide open it actually was. He would have gone into the end zone untouched, but he juggled it going through the line of scrimmage, and Peru State comes up with a big turnover. They squash any hopes of Broncos putting more points on the board.
Actually fumbled into the end zone, so they'll bring it out here to the 20-yard line. So a tough break. Hastings gets the nice play to a Mansfield that took it down to the three. And then Grummert fumbles the football away into the end zone, and Peru State has got the ball back here. Does anybody want to score in this one?
I don't think they do.
10.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 24-12. Hastings College has got the lead. And here's Thompson again, going to hand the ball away, battling through there out to about the 25 to the 26-yard line. That's going to be Nugent carrying the ball there for the Peru State Bobcats. He's the product out of Deschler, Nebraska, right up the pipe there as they take it for about 6 yards and a second down and 4 yards to go for the Peru State Bobcats. The tackle is made in there by Justin Boyce. He's into the ball game now for Hastings College defensively. Second down and four. Peru State with the ball at their own 25. They are trailing 24-12 here in the contest. They'll send wide receivers left and right. Thompson reverses out of there, wants to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Mike Cardenas back in coverage there for Hastings. The intended receiver was Gage Lacha. So Lacha can't make the reception on the ball. That was really thrown behind him. Not a very good pass that time by Curtis Thompson, but in the area again for the Hastings College defense was Mike Cardenas.
Yeah, Cardenas doing a great job defensively. You mentioned his name several times. And then as that ball was tipped up into the air, Riley Nicola, number three, nearly over there to make an interception. That would have been spooky because there was nothing but green grass in front of him. Falls incomplete, third down and five for Peru State.
At the 25-yard line, here's Curtis Thompson. Rolls to his right, fakes once, and now wants to run the football. He's headed down, he goes. A big crushing blow again there by the Hastings D. Over there for the Broncos that time. And some new faces are in there for Hastings defensively. That's going to be Josh Opperley. Opperley is into the ball game now for Hastings. He makes the stop on the quarterback, Thompson. Thompson unable to get to the first down stakes as he brings the ball to the 29.
Boy, and a big, big hit by Opperley there. He had the hit on Nugent early in the ball game that sent him to the sidelines, and that one a big hit on Curtis Thompson.
All right, Peru State's going to punt the football away again as Kohlhoff gets into it. Here's Steinhauser, grabs the ball at the 35, dances away to the 40. Steinhauser to the 43-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up, and down he goes there. Down in coverage for Peru State was Jake Mertens. That was a punt of about 30 yards and a 4-yard return. So Hastings College has got the ball back. 9:02 to play in the third quarter. 24-12 is the score. Hastings with a lead over Peru State here tonight. Hastings and Doan next week will open up the GPAC conference season. First time in 3 years that we make the trip to Crete. On the air with a Paul Merkowitz pregame show at 12:15 next Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock for the kickoff between the Tigers and the Broncos. And I assume if you scour the stands here tonight, you'll probably see the Doan coaching staff here tonight.
I would imagine Coach Franzen is in attendance this evening as we watching the officials visit out here with McKenzie Himge, one of the captains. Obviously another penalty going against Peru State. You talk about the Doan matchup, Mike. What a way to jump right into the GPAC with the rivalry between Hastings and Doan. It's gone on for many, many years. And now with former assistant coach Matt Franzen being over there, Coach Franzen really turning things around over there in Doan. They got a lot of high hopes this year, so that could shape up to be a real dandy in Crete next week.
Remember last year we had to steal one from the Tigers. They were pretty well in control of that one, came back at the end and stole that ball game away. So the Tigers are going to be hungry.
Well, they will be. And Coach Franzen, again, doing a great job coming from Hastings College, as we have said, played over in Doan years ago and took over for the really dismantled Doan program that Tommy Frazier put on over there, and he's really rebuilt things over there very nicely.
So now it's fourth down and 11 as the ball has been pushed back to the 19-yard line after the penalty from Peru State. They have really been hurt by penalties here tonight. Here's the kick. Mansfield going to get a chance at it this time with the 42. He's back to the 45, to the near sideline, to the 50. Stiff arms the man, but he's run out of bounds here by Mertens at about the 47 of Peru State. Hastings College gaining some ground there following the penalty on the Bobcats. That punt there was 38 yards and a return by Mansfield of 8. Hastings will have the ball first down and 10 at the Peru State 48-yard line. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 24-12. Now Mansfield will split out wide right. Broncos will go with two tight ends, nine formation. Grummert in the tailback position, and he's going to get the call here off of left tackle. Bounces off of one man. He's wrapped up and down he goes as he tries to bring it out toward the numbers. Brings it to about the 47-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Bobcats. In the south there was Nathan Redwing. Redwing, a 6-foot, 280-pound junior out of Valley, Nebraska. No gain in the play. We'll give him a half a yard, maybe. Second down, we'll call it 9 to go for Hastings as the play is signaled in from Pat McCauley back on the Hastings College coaching staff, taking care of the play-calling duties on the phones with Paul Merkowitz upstairs. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Here's a handoff again to Grummert. Little stutter step, and that didn't net anything as he's dropped right at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to bring up a third down and 10 situation for Hastings. Merton's in on the stop there for the Peru State Bobcats. Also in there with Derek Phillips, number 15. So two plays, no yards. Third down, 10 yards to go. The Broncos work with Nick Grummert in the tailback position here tonight.
Well, and again, we see offensive line really sputtering in this series. Again, Mike, a lot of white jerseys in the backfield, nowhere for Grummert to go. So having some issues up front are the big horses for the Broncos.
Coach Merck, as he is on the sidelines here for the second half of play. Here's Hubert with the ball, sprints out right, and now the ball is going to be thrown, but it's going to be tipped and caught by Mansfield. So Hubert sprints out to the right side. The ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, but it goes high into the air. Mansfield grabs the ball, but he's going to be short of a first down. That was only a gain of about 2 yards, but it's a completed pass. Helps on the statistics here, but now it's fourth down and 8.
And I wondered if Coach Merck was going to gamble there, but we see our punter Ernesto Lacayo coming into the ballgame, done a nice job taking over the kicking duties this year for the Broncos.
Lacayo is coming to us from Hayward, California. 176-pound junior. Stands at his own 42-yard line. Had one blocked earlier in the ballgame. There's a good snap. Here comes the pressure, and they nearly got to that one. They kick it, and it's going to be grabbed down here at the 10-yard line. Wallinger brings the ball back. Gets a block, brings it to the near sideline. He's going to be run out of bounds here at the 20. Maybe to the 21 as he was being chased out of bounds there by Brian Callen of Hastings. So nothing so far here in the second half. We're down to 6 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. 24-12, Hastings with the lead. We'll get the high school season started tomorrow night. Did you bring your jammies?
I did. Matter of fact, like the overnighters we have here. Well, very nice accommodations. Window open.
Breeze will be blowing in.
Breeze will be blowing.
We'll be back here tomorrow night. Hastings High and Columbus. Airtime 6 o'clock for Pigskin Preview tomorrow night. 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Hastings and the Columbus Discovers. Right here on 1230 KHIS. We will also have Adams Central and Seward tomorrow night from the Patriots field. We'll have that game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning of the pregame show at 6:45. I see more laundry, and it's not yours. We got more laundry on the field here after that change of possessions there. In fact, we got two penalty flags down, one at the 20 and one at the 10-yard line as the officials come over to make the call. This is their first game, too, so they're trying to get things together. It's going to be a holding call against Peru State. And we have a personal foul against Peru State. So the Bobcats in some trouble here as they return that one. As Lacayo gets the punt away, but now instead of having the ball up around the 30-yard line, they're going to be backed up inside their own 10-yard line as they bring it back to about the 7. Well, the Bobcats have just been hurt by penalties all night long tonight. And that one is going to give up some good field position there for the Bobcats. They'll start this drive on their own 6-yard line. So they're in the shadows of their own goalposts here. Working left to right here in the third quarter. The Bobcats trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-12. There's a handoff that is given to that big fullback, and that's going to be blown up in the backfield. Pete Botkin once again into the stop for Hastings. Justin Powell was the ball carrier. Powell is that big 250-pound fullback, but Pete Botkin at 285 pounds meets him right in the hole and knocks him down for a loss.
I've noticed I always like checking out the hairdos coming back fresh off of summer, And Pete's sporting the mohawk.
A lot of those guys have mohawks this year. I think that must be the in style for the year.
Must be the deal. But Pete playing with some presence up front, does a great job there. Brings down the big fullback for a two-yard loss.
Second down and 11. Now the center quarterback exchange problem again. The ball is loose. It's down inside the 10. And Hastings College recovers the ball. Another problem with a center quarterback exchange. Indiana Jones this time gets the fumble recovery, and Hastings sitting at point blank range. That's the second or third time tonight that the quarterback in the center has had a problem on the exchange, and now Indiana Jones comes up with a football. Hastings with the ball at the Peru State 5-yard line.
Third time the quarterback and center have had a tough time. Three fumbles there, one fumble otherwise. So four fumbles tonight for Peru State, one interception. Turnovers and penalties have been the big thing for Peru State tonight.
So now here's a handoff for Hastings, is going to try to angle off to the left side and going to be brought down after about a half a yard gain. That's Grummet running the ball there for Hastings. And the tackle is made in there by the Peru State defense. And on the stop was Derek Durr. So Hastings at point blank range here trying to add to their lead. 24-12 is the score. You think Gino would look good in a mohawk? Maybe we get Gino in there, our statistician and spotter here for the 2009 season. I think Gino would look exceptionally well in the old mohawk.
Tell you what, we've got a lot of road trips coming up. We might have to bring the Clippers along.
It is a second down and goal. Hastings with the ball to Peru State 4-yard line. Here's Hubert with the ball. Wants to roll to his right, unloads. He gets the ball to Sack. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. So the fumble recovery by Indiana Jones. That's a 4-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Ryan Sack. And Hubert accounts for another touchdown.
That's three of them on the night. Good job by Hubert. Just rolls down the line. Sack just takes off from the line of scrimmage. He just flips it to him in the flats, able to get across the goal line for another touchdown. As Akayo into the game, as Hubert holding, that is down and up through the pipes, and the Broncos extend their lead now to 31-12 with 5:31 left to go here in the third quarter.
Troy Hubert, three touchdown passes, and he's got one running, so he's accounted for all four touchdowns here tonight for Hastings. The Broncos have the lead, 5:31 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score of the Broncos 31, Peru State 12.
If you're planning on painting your family room or your front porch, if it says Ace Royal Paint on the label, satisfaction is guaranteed. Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon, giving you the quality you deserve at a price you'll love. And another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Big G Ace and Hastings can help make your painting project perfect with Ace Royal Paint, open 9 to 6 Labor Day.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the mistakes and penalties, like Jimmy mentioned, killing the Peru State Bobcats here in the ballgame. That time they cough it up inside their own 10-yard line. Indiana Jones gets the fumble recovery. A couple of plays later, 4-yard touchdown pass, and the Broncos have extended their lead now to 31-12 here in the ballgame. The kickoff by Ernesto Lacayo, returned here by Peru State as they bring the ball out to close to the 30-yard line, and that's where the Bobcats will have to start.
And again, Josh Opperly down there coming away without a helmet. Josh, you need that on when you're going to be playing special teams down there, but another big hit. We talk about Troy Hubert, Mike, before the break. Troy Hubert now passing 189 yards, three touchdowns. That's getting up to numbers we're not used to seeing a Bronco quarterback with.
Not too shabby for game number one.
Pretty good.
He learned a lot while he was standing on the sidelines waiting for his chance behind Dayton Edwards, who was the quarterback here the past 2 years for Hastings. First down and 10. Ball is on the 29 officially. There's a pass thrown down the left sideline. It's going to be caught out there. Wallinger's got the ball at the Hastings College 40-39. That's Brinson Steinhauser back there again for Hastings. He was indicating that he got shoved there at the last second by Wallinger. No penalty flags down, so a long completed pass there from Chris Thompson to Cody Wallinger. And Peru State not rolling over there. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 39. That's a first down.
Well, and again, we see Steinhauser giving up another big play. That one there goes for 31 yards as they bring him to the sidelines and visit with him a little bit. But Peru State really picking on him. Only 5'8 is Steinhauser.
Here's Thompson again. A little shovel pass. That one is going to be knocked down. It's going to be loose again, but it's picked up by Hemji, but it's an incomplete pass. Brian Callen, I think, got his hands in there. That's the third or fourth time that they have tried that little shovel pass. I don't think they've completed one yet. So officially goes as an incomplete pass from Curtis Thompson. I think they were trying to get it to a John Nugent there. It's an incomplete pass. It was knocked down by Brian Callen. Second down and 10. Peru State with the ball at the Hastings College 39. 4:55 to play in the third. The Broncos with the lead 31-12. Here's a pass play. Brown grabs it, and he said immediately, and down he goes. No gain on the play. Tyson Burrish gets the stop there for Hastings, the sophomore out of Ulysses, Nebraska. Knocks down Mike Brown, the flanker for Peru State. Third down and 9 yards to go. Give him a pickup of maybe one on the play.
Yeah, we talk about the youngsters again. Tyson Burrish, only a sophomore, 5'10", 205 pounds. So we continue to talk about the youngsters out there for Tony Harper's defense.
All right, here's Thompson again. Wants to throw the football, backs up, throws the ball downfield. That one is going to be overthrown and nearly intercepted by Cardenas. Intended receiver again was Brown, but that one was delivered high. Cardenas really had a better chance of grabbing that ball than Brown did. And Mike couldn't make the interception there for Hastings. It's an incomplete pass, and now it's fourth down.
Yeah, and Cardenas really wanted that one bad. That hitting between the one and the five. So one of those that Mike Cardenas would normally bring in. That one there just didn't keep his eye on it. Falls incomplete. So fourth down, obviously, Peru State going to go for it.
4:14 to play here in the third quarter. Peru State down 31-12. Curtis Thompson up under center on this fourth down situation. He backs up again, sprints out left, and now takes off with the ball. He's at the 40, 35. He gets loose to the 30, dives his way to the 28-yard line, and if you get in the 28, that's going to be a first down. Needed about 10 yards in the play, and I think he got 12. Yeah, they're going to move the chains as Thompson on the quarterback scramble takes the ball down to the Hastings College 28. First down and 10 for the Cats. Down to 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hastings has added one touchdown here in the third quarter. They led at halftime by the score of 24-12. Troy Hubert throwing the last touchdown pass on their last series to Ryan Sack. To pad their lead a little bit, 31-12 is the score. So Peru State back up to the line of scrimmage at the 29. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. And a wide out will come to the right, offset eye. Here's a handoff to Nugent. Gets away, 25, spins down to the 20-yard line, still on his feet, to the 19, to the 18-yard line. Before he's finally brought down. Hard running back there from Deschler, Nebraska. Mike Cardenas again into the stop for Hastings College defensively. And Riley Nicola coming up to help out Cardenas on the stop. But a nice run there by Nugent as they just take that one right to the Hastings College defense down to the Bronco 20.
Nugent 17 carries, 68 yards now. And that one there, a good job by the Peru State front line, opening up a huge hole for Nugent.
Here's Thompson again, wants to throw the ball. It's incomplete. Had to get rid of that one because he's getting pressure from Burrish. An incomplete pass. Ball thrown low to his intended receiver. That was Wallinger out on the pattern there for Peru State down around the Hastings College 11-yard line. 3:26 to play now in the third. Play being signaled in off of the far sideline. Peru State is the team that finished 4-6 last year. Hastings beat him in the 2008 season opener 26-0. Peru State ended up with two straight wins. In fact, they blew out Haskell Indian Nations University a year ago at the end of the season, and they beat Grandview. Peru State is an independent team out of the NAIA. Here's a handoff to Nugent again. Penalty flags are down. Nugent is across the 15 and spun down at around the 11-yard line. Tell you what, he's a tough cookie to bring down. Aaron Shohan had to hang on for dear life there, spinning him down like a top at about the 11-yard line, but it's going to come back. There's a holding call again against Peru State. They have gifted us this ball game. They have had a ton of penalties in this contest.
Well, they really have, Mike, and that one there, Nugent only needed a couple of yards to get the first down. He was able to scamper all the way down inside the 10-yard line before somebody for Hastings could actually wrap him up. Nugent, not a real huge as far as height-wise, only 5'11", but 2 1/4. Very tough guy to bring down, and he has really had his way with this Bronco defense. That's going to be one thing I'm pretty sure that Tony Harper is going to be working on, is tackling, because the Broncos have been very sloppy, and we get into the G-Pack, you cannot have sloppy tackling performances if you expect to come away with a win.
Yeah, we're going to see tougher runners in the G-Pack season. We're seeing tonight from John Nugent, not to take anything away from John. Here comes the blitz. Thompson wants to throw. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be knocked down. Trying to get the ball to the near sideline. That was a Brian Callen again, knocking the ball down. They try to get the ball to Quentin Edelman, who's out there now as a wide receiver, a sophomore out of Sabetha, Kansas. And it's now fourth down and 8 yards to go.
Well, and again, Peru State in no man's land. trailing in the ball game, 31-12, obviously, as we see Curtis Thompson trotting back on the field, and also his tailback, John Nugent, as they'll see what Peru State has on a fourth down and eight. Ball spotted down at the 26-yard line. 2:59 left to go here in the third quarter.
All right, Curtis Thompson is up under center. Offset eye, drops back to throw. Look out. Here comes some backside pressure. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Penalty flags are down. Wallinger was the intended receiver. That was a Cardenas back there for Hastings College. Hemsey was back there. And a penalty flag, I think, is going to go against Hastings. Aaron Shohan also back there for Hastings. They just kind of threw that one up. There was three Broncos around the intended receiver right in the corner of the end zone. But a penalty flag is down right at about the two-yard line. And this one, I think, is going to go against Hastings, and that might blow the top off of the head of Paul Merkowitz here on the near sideline as the coach is talking with the referee right now here on the near side.
I always like watching the explanation he gets. He very calmly walks over to the line judge, and he'd like him to explain a little bit. I didn't see anything that would have yielded a penalty flag, but obviously the official right down there, Cardenas was back there deep as well, but coach not happy. They're going to give Peru State a first down, though, as they'll mark off the penalty and bring the ball down to the 14, maybe 13.5-yard line.
I was just going to say before that last play, look how calm, cool, and collected the coach is on the sidelines.
I think the experience is really paying off the time down on the sidelines. He looks like a much more calm and cool Paul Merkowitz.
So first down and 10 yards to go from the 14-yard line. Here's Thompson again. A little pass out here that's going to be thrown to Justin Powell. He's going to be hit, and down he goes at the 9. So a gain of the 14 down to the 9-yard line, a pickup of 5 yards in a play as Thompson just flips the ball to Justin Powell. And he is brought down there by, I think that was Riley Nicola, into the stop there for Hastings, or Indiana Jones, the other linebacker for the Broncos, making the stop at the 9. So it's second down and 6 yards to go. 2:27 to play now in the third quarter. Hastings comfortably ahead, 31-12. Curtis Thompson has went all the way at quarterback for Peru State. He'll come up with the offset eye formation, wide receivers left and right. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Brown goes in motion. Quick pitch. They get the ball out to a Nugent. He's down the far sideline, takes the ball to the 10, takes the ball down to the 5-yard line, still on his feet, and he gets it into the end zone for the score. And that will not please Tony Harper and the defensive coaches right there. They had him stopped two or three times, Jimmy, right on the far sideline. He just kept fighting, and Nugent takes it into the end zone for the touchdown from 9 yards out.
Yeah, just a quick pitch to the short side of the field, and a lot of Bronco players over there. My goodness, you got to make the tackle. There was just a scrum going into the end zone there as Nugent was fighting and trying to get the ball across the goal line, and he does. So from 9 yards out, Nugent takes it in for the touchdown. So now they get closer to Hastings College. PAT pending as it's now 31-18.
Cole Hoff comes in to try the point after touchdown here for Peru State. The ball is down, and this one is going to be blocked. And that's Cardenas again. That's the second block PAT that Cardenas has recorded here tonight. So Peru State having some problems on the special teams as this one is going to be blocked again by Cardenas. 2:01 to play now in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 31, Peru State 18.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation, reliable horsepower since 1955 on East J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings committing the interference call. And then some sloppy tackling by the Bronco defense to allow John Nugent to take it in from 9 yards out. He was stopped a couple of times on the far sideline, but all of a sudden we see the scrum down there at about the goal line, and Nugent gets it into the score. Hastings blocks their second PAT. And it's now 31-18. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Mansfield bringing the ball back. Spins away to 32, 35, out to about the 39. And he is brought down there. Downfield for Peru State was Brett Haith, number 20, and also Ryan Horn, number 3, on the special teams. So the Broncos seemingly have this ball game in hand, but it was 1:54 to play. They're only up by 13 points here.
Well, and the Broncos not operating a lot of offensive plays here in the third corner. Only three passing. Give Hubert credit. He's 3 for 3 in the third quarter, 45 yards, but only 6 rushes for the Broncos here in this third period.
So Hastings will start this drive from the 37. Hubert will hand the ball away. That's going to be Grummet. He's hit, and down he goes at the line of scrimmage. I'm sure the game plan is to run the football here in the third quarter. When we talk to the coach after the ball game, I'm sure that's what he's going to say. But right now, Peru State just pinning their ears back, Jimmy, and going after the Broncos here, rushing the football. No gain in the play, second down and 10. How many yards we got here in the third quarter rushing the football?
33.
33 yards, 7 carries. Hastings getting some longer runs. Second down and 10 yards to go. Here's Hubert again, wants to drop back to throw. He's going to launch her down the field. Mansfield is out here. Mansfield cannot make the catch. Off of his hands at about the 20-yard line. Boy, everybody in the stands just holds their breath when they throw the ball deep. That was Mertens back there in coverage for Peru State. Jake, of course, the St. Cecilia product playing for the Peru State Bobcats. And it's now third down and 10 yards to go. A minute 14 to play, still plenty of time out there. We're in the third quarter.
That one there, give Mertens credit. He was stride for stride with Mansfield down there, but the ball was delivered perfectly right over the shoulder of Mansfield, and then it just kind of simply went up for a juggling act for a good 5 yards, but the ball falls incomplete. So third down at about 10 now as we see Hubert in the gun.
They'll send two wide receivers at sack and also Mansfield out wide right. Grummet in the backfield. Hubert wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Look out, trying to get away. He's not going to get away, and down he goes back here at the 34-yard line of sack. A loss of 4 yards in a play. Hubert trying to get out of there but couldn't do it. End of the stop for Peru State was big number 94, Brendan Bosch, who's into the ball game now. 6'1", 220-pounder of Pawnee City, Nebraska. 3 plays and out. And all of a sudden, the fans in the stand tries to getting a little uneasy here in the third quarter.
Well, the thing is, Mike, you look at the big things that have hurt the Broncos tonight. It's been tackling on defense, and then the offensive line up front has really struggled all night for the Broncos.
Fourth down and 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now to 35. Here's Ernesto Lacayo. Lacayo into the ball game to punt. He does so down to the 18-yard line. This is Edelman bringing the ball back for Peru State. He's going to be run out of bounds over here on the near sideline. That's Smith again. On the special teams, Will Smith over here for Hastings College. So Peru State just within the 2 big plays, Jimmy, of recapturing the lead here. That was a 40-yard punt, 8-yard return. And now the Peru State offense will come back into the field. They have really dominated the third quarter.
Well, they have, Mike, and most of the damage has been done through the air from Curtis Thompson. He's had the time back there, been able to dump off some screen passes, and then his running backs have done the rest of the load. But we've got to do a better job tackling here as we've seen Nugent take it in from 9 yards out with about 5 Broncos hanging on him. So a lot better tackling needs to be done here in the next few series.
All right, Justin Powell back in there. The offset eye formation. He's the fullback. Here's a handoff, and that time they get there. Nugent is snowed under on the play. That's John Melis in there for Hastings. He's playing in replace of Jake Mueller, who is not playing tonight. Had a preseason injury during their preseason workout. So Melis, a freshman out of Fremont Bergen, getting the call here tonight for head coach Paul Merkowitz, and he makes the stop there. On the running back, a loss of 2 yards in a play, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, the score after 3, Hastings College 31, Peru State 18.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
...1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 31-18. Hastings College in the lead entering the fourth quarter. Second down and 12. There's another sack. Belize again in on the stop there for Hastings. So the freshman out of Fremont, Bergen, sacks the quarterback, Curtis Thompson, back here at the 24-yard line. And now Bruce State is looking at third down and about two area codes to go. It's third down and 18 yards to go. The ball on their own 24-yard line.
Well, we talk about numbers in the third quarter, very even. 74 total yards for Peru State, 74 for the Broncos. We continue to track Troy Hubert, 189 yards and three touchdowns this evening through the air. On the ground, Troy with 11 carries and 49 yards.
He's also got a rushing touchdown, so Hubert has accounted for all four touchdowns in the ball game here tonight. Third down and 18. There, the penalty flags fly. Handoff goes to a Nugent as Nugent brings it across to 30. He's out to the 32-yard line. The ball may have come loose over there on the far sideline, but I think it goes out of bounds. It did. Went out of bounds right in front of the Peru State bench. But we got a penalty flag down, or did I see one? Yes, I did, on the far side down there at the 24.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a motion on Peru State. It was thrown very early. They need to wipe the axle grease off of Nugent. We are just having all kinds of trouble. As he got the pitch again, he continued to run through Hastings College defenders. I don't quite understand this, but Nugent doing a tremendous job out there keeping the legs churning.
So the penalty flag down, it's going to be a march off against Peru State. He did not get to the first down stakes, so they can decline this, and Hastings will get the ball as Peru State would have to probably punt the football away here. Into the fourth quarter now. 14:04 remaining. Is that the new thing? I don't know what it is. It sounds like some kind of a horn or a siren going off.
I thought we had an alarm in the parking lot going off, but it's the band motioning for signaling the penalty. We'll have to check on that one. That's a new deal.
That's a new deal for me. So they declined the penalty. It was against Peru State, so they're going to have to punt the football away again. That's Zach Kohlhoff coming back in to punt. He'll stand at his own 16-yard line. Steinhauser back deep for Hastings. He's at his own 32. Broncos have the lead. We're in the fourth quarter, 31-18. Good snap to Kohlhoff. Here's a kick. High spiraling kick. Steinhauser comes up and then gets away from the football, and they will down it here at about the 35. A couple of players mixing up. Oh, they were on the same team. Big stack up, and it was a Steinhauser being hit there by Jeff Klug, his own teammate.
First night, first game.
So Hastings College now with the ball after the change of possession. They've got it on the 36. They're just joining us. Hastings College had the lead at the end of the first half, 24-12. Hastings getting a touchdown, four-yard touchdown pass, Hubert to Ryan Sack. Peru State getting a nine-yard touchdown here in the second half from John Nugent. Hastings quick pitch now to Grummer, but they blow this one dead. Penalty flags fly, and this penalty will go against Hastings. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties on the Hastings side of things here tonight.
No, not a lot for Hastings. They've been very disciplined tonight, but that one there, I believe, went on the right tackle for Hastings. Jeremy Opperly, 75. He was the guilty party there as the Broncos will be forced back five more yards. First and 15.
Ball brought back to the 31. Again, tomorrow night we'll have Columbus and Hastings right here at the same field. 6 o'clock for Pigskin Preview tomorrow night. 7 o'clock for the kickoff between the Tigers and the Discoverers. We'll have Adams Central and Seward tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 6:45. And now the Broncos come up to the line of scrimmage again, and we got a timeout. And Coach Merck is not very happy with his offensive unit. He's charging out on the field right now, and he's going to have a little discussion here at the 30-yard line. So things not going real well here as of late for Hastings. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. 13:36 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 31, Peru State 18.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, they finally get a play run here, and Troy Hubert just runs it around the right end before he's popped out of bounds here at about the 40-yard line. So now Hastings still looking at a third down situation. So the Bronco offense having some problems running some plays there, and Coach Merck let his offensive unit know about it during the timeout.
It didn't appear that he was inviting them over for dinner.
No, I don't think there's going to be any meatloaf served here tonight with the players. I don't think that was the conversation.
I don't believe it was.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now out to the 41-yard line, so a good pickup there by Hubert. Troy drops back to throw, throws it across the middle. That ball is caught. Nice catch there. Now the 45-yard line of Peru State. Making the reception is Blake Horseman, the tight end. Horseman had one reception last year for 11 yards. That's his second one here tonight.
For 30 yards.
So the junior out of Bailey, Colorado, makes a nice grab. He had to go behind his back there to kind of grab that one. He hauls it in, hangs onto it. Takes it down to the 45 of Peru State.
That's a great job. Normally the tight ends here in this Bronco offense primarily just blocking ends. But that one there, a nice job hauling that in.
Now Hastings will spread the field with three wide receivers. There's the snap to Hubert. He's going to run the ball, 45. He's going to be tripped up as he crosses the 45 down to about the 42. Pick up about 3 yards on the play. So Hubert spreads the field with three wide receivers and then just takes off. Tackle is made in there by Peru State. Number three, Ryan Horn. End of the stop now, a backup linebacker, 5'11", 225-pounder out of St. Mary's High School out of Kansas. Second down and 7 yards to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Hastings College with the lead, 31-18. Both teams have scored a touchdown here in the second half. That's Justin Anderson back into the ball game as a wide receiver split out wide left. He's got a touchdown reception here tonight. There's a play-action pass. Hubert winds up. Throws the ball downfield. Anderson grabs the ball again at the 1 yard line. They're going to mark him just shy of the touchdown, but Justin Anderson hauls it in down at the 1 yard line, and that's another great catch there by Anderson, the junior out of Denver, Colorado.
Well, just a good job. Play action pass there by Hubert. He had enough time, fortunately enough, there. The line doing a good job. Better than before, but Anderson lined up on the far side of the field. Just a sprint pattern down the left side and a beautifully delivered pass. That one goes for 41 yards, and now the Broncos set up at the 1 yard line of Peru State.
Hubert's going to hand the ball away to Grummer. He angles left and he gets into the end zone for the score. Nick Grummer takes it in from 1 yard out, a little icing on the cake here. 11 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings College now leading Peru State by the score of 37-18.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Our producer a little quick on the button there as Grummer takes it in from 1 yard out. Ernesto LaCayo adds the extra point, and now we've got a timeout, my friend. 11 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. 8:38.
Save on Whirlpool and Maytag appliances during the Labor Day Savings event at Rogers Incorporated. Get great buys on Whirlpool refrigerators and freezers, ranges, dishwashers, washers, and dryers, and more. And pay no interest for 6 months with no down payment and no monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag purchase. Ask Rogers for details. It's the Labor Day Savings event at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays, noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 11:51 to play in the ballgame. 38-18 is the score. Hastings College out on top as Nick Grummert has the 1 yard touchdown run. Here's the kickoff now by Ernesto LaCayo. Run back here by Peru State. Right in the center of the field as they cross the 25 yard line out to the 30. Cardenas in on the stop again, this time on special teams. Bringing the ball back was Max Veras of Peru State. And that's where the Bombcats will start. First down and 10. They're going to spot the football. Let's see. Forward progress to about the 31.
That's one thing, Mike, I've noticed tonight, that the kickoff coverage has been a little suspect as well, allowing a lot of return yards for Peru State. Acayo doing a good job kicking the ball down well inside the five several times, but we've had some 30 and 35-yard returns. We can't have that as we get into conference play.
All right, 38-18. Hastings now with a 20-point lead, and penalty flags fly again. Illegal procedure call here on Peru State. They're going to try the quick pitch to Nate Jeter, but that one did not get started. And Indiana Jones was right there defensively, but an illegal procedure call again on the Peru State. You know, you're in charge of finding out what the band is doing here. Every time they signal a penalty, they got this little horn thing. All right. That must be the new thing for 2009, huh? 38-18, Hastings leading by 20. Curtis Thompson now in first down and 15, and guess what? Penalty flags fly again. This time the Broncos were in the offensive backfield, but somebody moved up front.
Yeah, somebody moved up front offensively right over top of Pete Bach, and Pete's still working that mohawk over, doing a good job down in the trenches for Tony Harper. That's going to be another 5 yards, so it's going to bring up a first down and 20 yards. 11:44 left to go here in the ballgame.
Second half kind of dragging along. Had a lot of excitement there in the first half. But one score for each team here in half number two. 38-18 is the score now. Hastings leading by 20. Peru State has got the ball. Curtis Thompson backs up, looks left. Now rolls to his right. He's still got the ball, being pressured, unloads it downfield. It's going to be caught up Brown at the 50-yard line down to the Bronco 45. Mike Brown, the senior out of Lincoln, grabs the ball there at the 50. He advances the ball down to the 45-yard line. Tackle is finally made by Jeff Klug of Hastings. But again, the Broncos with some defensive breakdowns here, especially in the second half.
Yeah, that one there, Brown just able to get in behind the linebackers. The safety and cornerback not able to get up there. A lot of room for Brown out there, and a good ball delivered by Curtis Thompson. That one there goes for 35 yards into Bronco territory, down to the 45.
So we go with four wide receivers now. Here's Thompson, wants to throw. The pressure again by the Broncos' defensive line. Thompson running for his life, and down he goes at the 42. Tackle is made in there by Pete Botkin again for Hastings. Thompson, so he said, running for his life, and he was finally nailed here at the 42, but that was positive yardage as they moved the ball from the 45 down to the 42. Pick up with 3 yards in a play, second down and seven. 10:55 to play here in the ball game. After our contest tonight, the player of the game, the coach's postgame show, and Eye on Sports. We'll have all the scores from Major League Baseball, get you those NFL preseason football games tonight, get you up to date on those, and the UNO ball game that's going on in Omaha this evening. There's a pass to the far side. It's going to be caught for a short gain. In fact, maybe a yard, and that's all she wrote. The reception is made over there by Edelman again for Peru State. Only about a one-yard gain on the play. We'll call it third down and 6 yards to go. Peru State now with the ball at the Hastings College 43. Play coming in off of the far side. They're going to send that big fullback out of the ball game now. So John Nugent comes back in there. And now Curtis Thompson looks like he's a bit confused as he looks to the far sideline. Now breaks the huddle and will come up to the line of scrimmage. Approaching the 10-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Hastings leading 38-18. Three wide receivers split out to the left side. And again, another quarterback center exchange problem here. And Thompson gets back on it at the 45. So that one cost him earlier as they fumbled the ball inside the 5-yard line. Hastings immediately turned that into a touchdown. That was their only touchdown they scored here in the second half. And that one may have cost them as well, as now it's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 situation. The ball is brought back here to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, and kind of watching there, Curtis Thompson appeared to just try to pull away from his center just a little quick, and the ball bounces down to the turf. Peru State very fortunate to get back on top.
Reedy is still in there, the freshman center from Grand Island. He gets the ball up there now to Thompson. Look out, he gets rid of the football, and that's incomplete. That one actually bounced off of the shoulder pad of a left tackle, Tony Jansen. They were trying to set up a little screen, but that one was thrown right into the back of Tony Jansen, the left tackle. He didn't want the thing. Those left tackles, they don't know what to do with the football. So that's going to be an incomplete pass. And Hastings College will get it on a change of downs here.
I was just watching to see if Coach Merck sends Troy Huber back in. He will, as Pat McCauley discusses the play with him. Leading the ball game 38-18, 9:17 left to go. Not sure whether we was going to see his backup, Justin Berry, the transfer from UNK, come in, but it'll be Hubert up under center.
Hastings will start the drive from the 45, pitch play now to Grummert. Grummert spins at the 46, still on his feet to the 48, to the 49-yard line. He is brought down there by this Peru State defense, and on the stop for the Bobcats, that's Grummert carrying the ball. The tackle is made by Jake Mertens for Peru State. A pickup of about 5 yards in the play. Second down and five. Clock is running definitely in favor of Hastings now. 8:49 to go. Here in this fourth quarter, Hastings will play at Doan next Saturday on the road. to start off the GPAC conference season. 12 o'clock, actually about a 12:15 start next week. We'll have a 1 o'clock kickoff, Hastings and the Doan College Tigers. Hand off again to Grummert, angles right side. He's in the open, 45-40, 35-30, down to the 29-yard line. Pulled down from behind by Peru State's number 98, Tony Traynor, who's into the ball game now as the Bobcats go with their second-line defense. Traynor is a sophomore, 5'11", 206-pounder out of Waterloo, Nebraska. Nice run there by Grummert as he takes the ball out of the 29. First down and 10 for Hastings.
Boy, and a good job blocking there by the line. We've kind of been on him all night, but that one there, number 57, Evan Richter, from his left guard spot, pulling out there, getting in front of Nick Grummert, getting him a couple of good blocks. That one goes for 21 yards down to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Hastings still with the first-string offensive front up there now in this fourth quarter as Hubert hands the ball away. That one's going nowhere. That's blown up in the backfield as Grummert is hit hard by Peru State. That was a Bruce getting through there for the Bobcats. And also getting through there was Derek Durr. They were back there just about as soon as Grummert got the ball there. The handoff from Hubert. Nice play by the Peru State Bobcats defense.
Almost like they were in the offensive huddle that play. They were in the backfield in a hurry. Smacked down Nick Grummert. A loss of nearly 5 yards. 7:33 clock ticking away here. Broncos well in hand.
Now Hastings looking at second down and 15 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the Peru State 34-yard line. Double tights, play action pass. Hubert wants to throw the ball. Mansfield down the left sideline. They throw it his way, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass to Mansfield. Back there in coverage for Peru State was Taylor Spears, number 23, the senior from Chandler, Arizona. And now it's third down and 15 yards to go. Hubert tonight has thrown for, what is that? 242 yards.
11 of 21 so far in the evening. 242 and three touchdowns.
Not too shabby. Hubert again taking over for Dayton Edwards, who graduated last year. Hubert, a junior, has been on the sidelines, kind of watching things, learning the Broncos system, and he's performed well here tonight. Hubert on the quarterback draw wants to run the ball now across the 35 down to the 30-yard line. That's still going to be about 10 yards shy of a first down. Are you being attacked by bugs, or what's going on here?
Well, he decided that my nose was, that was quite a deal.
His nesting spot or what?
I'm going to close the window down for this evening. That was kind of unexpected. Like a bug was shot out of a cannon.
Came from nowhere.
Wow. A lot of protein in the bugs around here.
Fourth down and 10. Hastings College going to go for it here with a 20-point lead. We're down to 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Hubert's got the ball club down at the 30-yard line. Double tights. Wide receiver split out to the left. That's Mansfield. There's a little hitch and go as Hubert throws the ball into the end zone, and Mansfield can't catch up to it, so they turn the ball over on downs. Mansfield stopped out there. Hubert gave him a little fake. Mansfield spun around and took her down to the far sideline, but could not catch up with the ball as Hubert threw it into the end zone. Incomplete pass, and Peru State will get the ball back here. Hastings College led this baby at halftime 24-12, but is now 38-18. The Broncos with a 20-point lead, so unless something weird happens down the stretch here, the Broncos will win their season opener again. Second straight year over Peru State. Last year, 26-0. And this year, they've got a 20-point lead at 38-18. Peru State will come back out on offense. And they will go with their number one unit out there as well as Curtis Thompson stays in there at quarterback. Here's a play-action pass. Thompson rolls to his right. Pressure again by the Broncos. And Thompson is going to be run out of bounds over there at about the 33 or 34-yard line. So a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go. Player of the game, the coach's post-game show. Then Tyson will be back with a recap of the Major League Baseball scores. We'll get to the NFL preseason scores that are going on tonight. Also, the UNO score. The Mavericks had a big lead at halftime. That was the only other game being played in the state of Nebraska on this Thursday as we get this 2009 college football season underway. And a good start for Hastings, but still plenty to work on, plenty to practice for Hastings College after this one here tonight. Here's Thompson, a pass. It's going to be across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Thrown behind the intended receiver that time. Out of the pattern for Peru State was Quentin Edelman. Edelman in there now is a reserve wide receiver, a sophomore from Sabetha, Kansas. Third down and 7 yards to go. Clock has stopped now with 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play here this one. As the defensive plays continue to be signaled in from the defensive coordinator for Hastings. That's Tony Harper here on the near sideline, the one-time head coach at Dakota Wesleyan. Third down and 7 yards to go. There's Thompson. He wants to throw the football again. Rolls to his right. Throws it down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Brown back there in coverage. Poking that one away for Hastings defensively was Aaron Shohan. So they go three plays and out. It is now fourth down for Peru State. Fourth down and still 7 yards to go from their own 33-yard line. They'll have to punt the football away again. Back deep is going to be Steinhauser as he will settle back at about the 32. The punter is Kohlhoff for Peru State. He waits for the snap from his own 19-yard line. Bobcats a little slow getting out there on the punt team as a couple of guys come running in. They'll take their positions on the right side. There's a snap. Kohlhoff will get things away. High spiraling kick. Back, 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 back. Goes Steinhauser. Grabs the ball at the 20, and he makes the fair catch. So Hastings College will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line from here. With a couple of first downs, they should be able to grind out the clock and get into the locker room. 44-yard kick there by Kohlhoff of Peru State. Tell you what, the Bobcats are a much-improved football team from a year ago. They're going to win some games here throughout the 2009 season.
Well, they are, Mike. They're a hard-hitting football team, and we've seen them do some very nice things tonight. And as you're going to see in a lot of the early games, a lot of mistakes, they have made those via the penalty and some turnovers, as we see Hastings College still with the starters in the ballgame.
Here's Hubert pitching the ball back here to Grummert, and Grummert brings it from the 18, actually from the 23 out to about the 26-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards in a play. Tackle is made over here by Peru State's Neil Bowman, who's into the ball game now, a sophomore out of Bishop Newman High School. 3 yard gain, second down and 7 yards to go. 5:25 to go. Hastings High and Columbus tomorrow night. Airtime 6 o'clock for Pigskin Preview, 7 o'clock for the kick. That game here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have Adams Central and Seward tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 6:45. Hubert brings the ball back this time to Grummert. He angles right, brings it across the 30 to the 31. Tackle is made in there by the Bobcats. That's Bowman again making the stop for Peru State. So Hastings has run two plays here on this possession. They've got 8 yards, and we've got third down and 2 yards to go. Hastings working left to right, north to south here in the fourth quarter. Broncos in control. If you're just joining us, Hastings fell behind 6-0 early in this ballgame as Peru State got a big punt block to start the contest. They got into the end zone on an 8-yard touchdown pass, but then Hastings rattled off 21 straight points to kind of take control of the ballgame, led at halftime on a score of 24-12. Here's a handoff again to Grummert. He's going to have the first down as he waddles his way out to about the 35-yard line. A first down for Hastings, a pickup of about 4 for Nick Grummert. Grummert's been the workhorse in the backfield here tonight. I have not seen much of Mansfield in the backfield tonight. We expected to maybe see him a little bit more out of the tailback position, but he had a tough time getting started tonight as Peru State was just a king on him. Every time he was into the backfield, they kind of put their ears back and keyed on him, and Maurice had a tough time getting going here tonight.
Well, as I was trying to figure up here, Nick Grummert, after a slow start, 4 carries, 16 yards in the first half. He's now out to 18 carries and 87 yards in the ballgame.
So he's nearing the 100-yard mark. Here's a handoff to the fullback. He didn't get a whole lot of carries there. He better cherish that possession there as he takes it for about a yard. That was Zach Beatty, a sophomore from Colorado Springs. He had 5 carries in his first season as a Bronco. And now he adds here in the opening ball game of the 2009 season. He picks up a couple of yards in a play. He had 5 carries and 14 yards.
I was going to say, fullback for the Hastings College football team, you do a lot of blocking. Not a lot of ball carrying.
3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. They're in the ball game. Second down and 7 now for Hastings. Broncos out on top by 20 points. It is 38-18. So Hastings will win their opener here for 2009. Handoff is going to go to Grummert again, just running the clock here across the 40 out to about the 44-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Wade Halverson. Halverson, an inside linebacker, a sophomore out of Ravenna, Nebraska. Halverson making the stop there, 180-pounder. So Hastings now looking at third down and 2 yards to go. Hastings and Doan next Saturday. Broncos start their conference season a week from Saturday. So one thing nice about playing on a Thursday, we actually get the extra day of preparation for the conference opener. Doan will play this week, by the way, at the First Down Classic in Plant City, Missouri. They'll play on Saturday against Avila University. Second time in 3 years that Doan has been invited to play down at the First Down Classic down there. So the Tigers will kick off their season on Saturday in Plant City, Missouri, and then a full slate of games in the GPAC coming up a week from Saturday. That's a first down for Hastings as they bring the ball out to the 46.
Kind of a surprise watching the early rankings come out. Dakota Wesleyan kind of been a cellar dweller here the last few years. Picked, what, to finish third, I believe, in the conference. And then there's that other team. Where are they from? Is that Sioux Falls?
Yeah. They're going to be good again.
Yeah.
We'll see them in a couple weeks. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Grummert, just right in the between the two hash marks as he brings the ball to about the 48. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Yeah, Hastings picked to finish fifth this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, according to the preseason coaches' media, not the media poll, but the coaches' poll. Sioux Falls picked to win the championship. Dakota Wesleyan is going to be a tough team, like you mentioned.
Yeah, but Sioux Falls, they're going to be tougher than they were last year. That's not surprising. They just continue to reload it. It's just amazing.
The only thing they did last year is win the national championship.
Yeah, that wasn't any pretty convincingly, if I remember right.
Second down and 8 yards to go for Hastings. We're down to a minute and 20 seconds to play here in this one. As Hubert looks over the defense, brings the ball back. That's Grummert. Both hands on the ball. Slips through there. 50-45 down to the 40 and bounces his way down to the 39-yard line. So Grummert with a little speed there as he breaks through the hole and takes it down to the 40 officially. His knee went down. Another first down for Hastings.
21 carries, 110 yards now for Nick Grummert. A great second half for Nick. We look at Hubert, Troy Hubert on the evening, 14 carries and 65 yards. So Hubert's accounted for well over 300 yards as he will just simply take a knee and this one will be in the books.
So the final score is going to be 38-18 as Hubert just watches the play clock wind down in the end zone. And he will take a knee, and that'll be just about all she wrote here is that Hubert takes the knee back here at the 43. And I don't think Hastings will have to run another play. So the Broncos, a typical first game, they have plenty to work on. But the Broncos going to win it here tonight, the final score of 38-18. They went at halftime by a score of 24-12. And Hastings adding a couple of touchdowns in the second half for Roos State. Also getting a touchdown in the second half of play, and the Broncos going to win it here tonight as we're down to 15 seconds to play. In fact, the coach is already heading toward the center of the field. They're going to shake hands, and this one is going to be in the books here tonight as Hastings College Broncos will win their opener for the 2009 season. Final score, Hastings 38, Peru State 18. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured. Now is the time to harvest the value with the best deal ever offered on TNL Pivot Systems. Save $8,000 on a quarter-mile center pivot system now. TNL's dollar-per-foot savings have never been better. Availability is limited, so act now. Call your TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation Company to learn how your new TNL irrigation system will be easier on you for a lifetime. Stop and see TNL, East Highway 6 Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings College wins the opener tonight 38-18 over the Peru State Bobcats. Get you the scoring, get you the final numbers in the ball game. We've got our player of the game coming up, the coach's post-game show, and Eye on Sports. All the scores across the nation coming up for you yet tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Did not get started good for Hastings College here tonight. The Broncos had a punt block early in the first quarter as the Bobcats took over at the Hastings College 5-yard line. A couple of plays later, Curtis Thompson threw an 8-yard touchdown pass to Nate Jeter. The point after touchdown was blocked by Mike Cardenas, and Peru State had the lead with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. It was 6-0. The Broncos came back right toward the end of the first quarter. Troy Hubert throwing a 36-yard touchdown pass to Justin Anderson. One after touchdown was good. 1:42 to play in the first quarter. Hastings led by the score of 7-6. Second play of the second quarter, Hubert throws his second touchdown pass of the ball game. This time a 62-yarder to Maurice Mansfield. The point after touchdown was good, 14-6. Hastings College had the lead. Ryan Callen then recovered a fumble at the 31-yard line of Peru State. Hastings got a 28-yard touchdown run from Troy Hubert. The point after touchdown was good, 12-15 to play in the first half. The Broncos led 21-6. Peru State then scored midway through the second period. They went on a 71-yard drive. They capped it off with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Curtis Thompson to Cody Wallinger. The 2-point conversion was no good. Hastings led by the score of 21-12. And then right before the end of the first half, Brinson Steinhauser intercepted the ball at the Peru State 31-yard line. Hastings got a 32-yard field goal from Ernesto Lacayo with a minute and 24 seconds to play in the first half. Halftime scored 24-12 in favor of the Broncos. Hastings looked as if they were going to push another touchdown on the board early in the third quarter. Nick Grummert fumbles the ball into the end zone for Hastings College. Then it was Peru State. They fumbled the ball right back as Indiana Jones recovered the football inside the 5-yard line a couple of minutes later. And then Hastings got the touchdown, a 4-yard touchdown pass. Troy Hubert to Ryan Sack, the PAT good. Hastings led 31-12 with 5:31 to play in the third. Peru State got on the scoreboard with 2 minutes and 1 second to play. A 9-yard touchdown run from John Nugent. A point after touchdown was blocked. That capped a 71-yard drive. And the Bobcats are within 13 points at 31-18. But Hastings then getting a 1-yard touchdown run from Nick Grummert. They had some icing to the cake. The point after good. 38-18 the score at that point with 11:51 to play in quarter number four. And the Broncos go on to win it. Final score 38-18.
Well, a pretty good performance offensively from the Broncos. Troy Hubert coming in place of Dayton Edwards for his first start of his career, doing a pretty nice job. As we've talked about, the offensive line, a little skeptic, a lot of work to do there, a lot of work on defensive side of things, tackling. But all in all, it's in the right column. It's a win, and we'll have some words with Paul Merkowitz here momentarily. Look at some numbers. Unofficially this evening for Hastings College, we mentioned Troy Hubert, 11 of 23 passing tonight for 242 yards, also 3 touchdowns, one of those going to Maurice Mansfield, one to Justin Anderson, and also Ryan Sack with a touchdown this evening. We look at the Broncos rushing the ball. They were able to muster up 186 yards on the ground, so 404 total yards for Hastings College in the football game. Troy Hubert, 14 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown, that coming from 28 yards early in the second quarter. We look at Nick Grummer, 21 carries, 110 yards. So Nick doing a good job, and one touchdown for him as well. Doing a good job, a lot of those yards coming in the second half. Look at some receiving numbers. Justin Anderson, 3 receptions, 86 yards, and a touchdown. Maurice Mansfield, they had him in the backfield, didn't do a lot there. But look at his receiving yards, 4 receptions, 110 yards, and one touchdown tonight for the Broncos. We look at Peru State. Their quarterback, Curtis Thompson, was able to get the 213 total yards of offense through the air. Not a lot on the ground, only 92 yards, so the Bronco rush defense really did a pretty good job. A lot of those yards come from their big tailback, number 42, John Nugent. He was able to muster up 19 carries, 75 yards, and one touchdown. And we talked about Peru State, just the penalties and the turnovers really plagued them and give the Broncos a lot of opportunities offensively. But we've got a lot of things to work on, Mike, and I know the coach will have some pretty good comments for you here in the postgame show, but a lot of work to do as we get ready to go into the GPAC. But we're 1-0 going into conference play.
Hastings and Doan next Saturday in Crete. Airtime 12:15 here on 1230 KHIS. 1 o'clock kickoff, the Tigers and the Broncos a week from Saturday in Crete. And the final score, Hastings 38 and the Peru State Bobcats 18. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHIS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Peru State Bobcats. The final score of 38-18. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. A couple of defensive stops here tonight. Mike Cardenas come up with 10 tackles in the ball game. Indiana Jones had a solid night tonight. He had 8 tackles. Riley Nicola for Hastings College unofficially in on 6 stops here tonight. Also, 5 stops for Pete Botkin in the ball game tonight. Offensively, Troy Hubert threw the ball 11 of 22 for 242 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had 14 carries, 65 yards and a touchdown. Nick Grimmert, 21 carries, 110 yards for a touchdown for Hastings College. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll announce our winners right after this.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation, reliable horsepower since 1955 on East J Street, Hastings.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Troy Hubert. Had a great ball game here tonight. 11 of 22, throwing the ball 242 yards, 3 touchdowns, 14 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown as he accounts for 4 touchdowns. In fact, all 4 of the 5 touchdowns that the Broncos put on the board here tonight as he leads the Broncos to the win 38-18 over Peru State tonight. Troy Hubert will be our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the coaches' post-game show up next. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned for more post-game coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings College getting out of here with a win to begin their 2009 season here tonight as they beat Peru State by the score of 38-18 after leading 24-12 at halftime. So the Broncos 1-0 in the season. They will play at Doan a week from Saturday in Crete. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 12:15 on a week from Saturday as the Broncos open up their conference season. Again, the other teams that are in action this week in the conference, Grandview will play at Briar Cliff on Saturday. That'll be a non-conference game. And we mentioned during the broadcast that the Doan College Tigers, our next opponent, will play in the First Down Classic in Platte City, Missouri on Saturday. We'll play Avila University, the second time in 3 years that the Tigers have been invited to play in the First Down Classic in Platte City. So they'll have a game under their belts when we see them a week from Saturday in Crete. And then next week, as we mentioned, the GPAC conference season gets underway. Morningside will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Concordia will be at Midland Lutheran on the opening weekend of the conference season. Hastings against Doan. Nebraska Wesleyan at Sioux Falls. Dana playing at Briarcliff, and Dortz against Northwestern. Hastings College again winning in this football game here tonight over the Peru State Bobcats. Final score of 38-18. We'll take a break and come back right back. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
If you're planning on painting your family room or your front porch, if it says Ace Royal Paint on the label, satisfaction is guaranteed. Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon, giving you the quality you deserve at a price you'll love. And another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Big G Ace and Hastings can help make your painting project perfect with Ace Royal Paint. Open 9 to 6 Labor Day.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
And the Broncos rolling up 428 yards of total offense in the ball game tonight. They had 242 yards passing and about 186 yards rushing in the ball game tonight. 428 yards of total offense for Hastings in the ball game. Meanwhile, Peru, they had 213 yards passing and just 92 yards rushing. This is a team that averaged 187 yards on the ground per ball game a season ago, and Hastings gave them up 92 yards in the ball game here tonight. 305 yards of total offense for the Peru State Bobcats. Their big running back, John Nugent, carried the ball 19 times for 75 yards and a touchdown here tonight. I see the TV gurus have cornered Paul Merkowitz before he gets up into the press box facility here tonight. That's what happens when you play a Thursday night game. The TV guys and the newspaper guys swarm to the palace here. And Paul Merkowitz will eventually make his way up to the broadcast facility. We'll get some comments from the coach here in just a couple of minutes. But Hastings College with a so-so. I think it's going to be a so-so type of ball game. I think we played an inspired first half of play, fell behind initially, got back into the ball game, and really took control of the ball game in the first half, led 24-12. And then maybe in the second half, not the most sparkling performance that we have seen. A lot of mistakes by both teams in the second half, but the good thing is Hastings gets out of here with a 20-point win tonight, 38-18 over Peru State. High school football coming up for you tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings High Tigers will be right back here on this field as they take on the Columbus Discoverers. Airtime for us on 1230 KHIS will be at 6:15 tomorrow night. Actually, at 6 o'clock. We'll go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with Pigskin Preview and 7 o'clock for the kickoff as Hastings will take on Columbus. And then on over on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night to get the Adams Central game as the Patriots open up their season against Seward. Airtime will be at 6:45 there with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. So plenty of high school football coverage coming your way tomorrow on our network of stations on 1230 KHIS and also on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll also have the Kearney Grand Island game. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 on our network of stations tomorrow night with Doug Duda. That one begins at 6:30 up in Grand Island with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
If you're planning on painting your family room or your front porch, if it says Ace Royal Paint on the label, satisfaction is guaranteed. Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon, giving you the quality you deserve at a price you'll love. And another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Big G Ace and Hastings can help make your painting project perfect with Ace Royal Paint. Open 9 to 6 Labor Day.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Peru State Bobcats by the score of 38-18. And the media gurus continue to hound the coach down there before he even gets out of the locker room facility. So still waiting for the coach to make his way up here. Hastings College with a ball game next week against the Doane College Tigers. Again, Troy Hubert throwing for 242 yards and three touchdowns in the ball game tonight, 36-62 and 4 yards. He also rush for a touchdown in the ball game tonight. Nick Grummert had 21 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Also, we had Maurice Mansfield, 4 receptions and 110 yards in the ball game tonight. And also, Justin Anderson had a great night catching the ball. He had 3 receptions and 86 yards and a touchdown all for Hastings College in the ball game. 428 yards of total offense here in the ball game tonight. So evidently they're going to continue this thing until sunrise tomorrow. We've got Eye on Sports coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. We will get you all the scores from across the nation in Major League Baseball. Plus, we'll get you the scores from across the state. I know there's one other game going on as far as major college football is concerned, or at least college football. The University of Nebraska Mavericks playing in Omaha tonight as they open up their 2009 season. So, unfortunately, the coach is not going to be able to get up here for the postgame show on week number one of our 2009 football coverage. We'll have a high school football coming up tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Hastings College picking up the win over the Peru State Bobcats. Final score of 38-18. For Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Stay tuned. Ion Sports is up next on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.